Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to our Season 2, Episode 23.
Horse!
Indeed.
Horse Sense for the win!
That movie is the shit. Go watch it now. It's so good you can stop listening to this cast right now and go watch Horse Sense. It'll teach you valuable life lessons.
Well, let's not go that far.
And then watch Jumping Ship. I think that's what they did. Sequel to a horse movie that was about pirates.
I like pirates.
Right.
Right.
Oh, God.
Totes called it.
So.
One ups?
One to the ups.
This is my reason.
Okay, well, there's Kevin's.
I didn't forget. Oh, crap. The straw landed on Brian's mouth again. He can't talk.
They're dead.
No, you.
Kevin decided to actually watch Tuck Test after weeks of us referencing it. Now thinks it's relevant. Alright, go ahead.
I don't know, honestly. Nothing is...
Didn't you get... No, that was last week.
Homework? I got the little tiny 4-inch way big figure.
Way little?
Way little.
Yep.
I got Green Lantern and the fourth Pirates movie on Blu-ray.
Yay.
Is it any good?
I don't know. I didn't watch it yet. Either of them. Useful as a cock-flavored lollipop. Right. I also got the new Professor Layton game. But I didn't start it yet. I'm going to probably after we're recording.
Hooray.
Because I was finishing... a game that not a lot of people heard of. It's called 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors. Also called...
It's a murdering game Brian plays.
Well, involves murder somewhat, but... But yeah, I was playing that. It's kind of like a... In a sense, it's a choose-your-own-adventure puzzle game sort of thing. But of course, my first playthrough, I got one of the shitty endings. Over the weekend, me and Kat were at the mall and she bought me a Game Boy.
After you beat her, that's so nice.
Did you ever throw knives at her and attacking her?
Go to the mall.
So I now have, like, every version of the Game Boy ever. But
It's like that video on, I don't know, that sketch at the end of Tosh. It's like, your outfit looks stupid, and the guy goes home and beats his wife, and then she goes and has sex with a black guy. Then he blows up a school.
I don't think I've seen that episode.
That was the new one tonight.
Oh, no, it's only halfway through, or almost half.
Oh, well, you're almost there.
And it's on mute, so I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you'll see it.
Anyway, that is about all, so someone else
can... Shut up, Wesley!
Well, fine.
Yeah, Wesley. That's the midget under Brian's desk.
Wesley.
Small Magic. Is that the show about the magician midget? That was the other joke I wanted to mention. Two broke girls. About their struggles against kitchen counters. So, let's see. I don't know if I mentioned last week. Did I mention last week I got those Haywire pictures? Yeah, I did. No, those Haywire figures, and I sexted Ryan pictures of them.
Yeah.
I remember that joke. Okay, so I didn't buy anything in stores then. Oki finally gave me a total. Like, he literally talked to me yesterday and said, oh, I shipped your packet, or I just got your packet together. I'm like, it's really been 5 days? He smoked with Gabumon for the first four, and then remembered on the fifth day? So he packed that, and that's shipped. Nothing else except for Sunday. I watched the first season marathon of The Walking Dead and then watched season 2 premiere, and that show was pretty badass, so I recommend you watch it. Because it's awesome. And other than that, that's about all. That's about all.
You can go fuck yourself because I don't give two shits what you think.
Yeah. Well, I got bored one day and decided to download about 20 soundboards to my phone.
We couldn't tell at all.
Yeah, so, that's...
Sorry, hold on. Well, obviously...
Now you're just stealing my material from 8 months ago.
I know, right?
Real.
Open the fucking link. Sorry.
But I don't think... I got my package from Mandrake, and the stuff inside it's cool. And...
That is pretty badass.
I'm still waiting to get my go-go vehicles that I got for 1,000 yen each, drill, shovel, and crane, and what else? I think that's it, because my AmiAmi stuff isn't going to be until the end of the month. Oki gave me a total and a spreadsheet and didn't give me a shipping total in there.
Look, I told him not to. I said you were pissing me off, so I said don't give it to him for a while, and he said okay. Just send me an extra 500 yen. I said, no problem.
Shit, Negro! That's all you had to say!
I like how most of them I can't understand. Like, who's Negro? Yeah! Like, yeah! You got me, man. That was a good one. What a zinger.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
Okay, ma'am.
But yes, so I don't know what else there is except that I've been sick, and that sucks.
His parents keep catching him sleeping. He's like a secret sleeper. You know, like you have people you see like eating McDonald's in their cars at Walmart. I call them secret eaters. Kevin's a secret sleeper. You sleep? No. That's my review.
Alcohol is bad.
It is. Well, we won't talk about that. So, onto the nudes.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. Oh, sorry.
Speaking of hoes, onto the nudes.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Dad, I'm doing this because I love you.
Fuck
you.
Man.
Sorry.
So there really isn't any this week. Nothing is going on.
We made some up again.
I would like to take a moment to talk about the fact that
Jesus
at Comic-Con, Bandai showed off these Samurai Mega Blocks, and while I'm a Lego building type of person. So, as seen by me buying every single Creo set.
He's also a Shinkano fanatic.
And as Chris liked to point out, I am a Shinkano collector that has, like, 12,000 different Shinkanos. So, obviously they have this one set that's the Megazord, so I have to get that one.
Oh, God.
And they have another pretty cool one here that's, the Red Ranger with the Lion Zord. So I have to get that one because it's the Lion Zord.
And it's red.
Then he has to get the one that's made out of a noodle in the macaroni and cheese set, and he has to get that.
I do want to get the Samurai macaroni and cheese.
Damn it, they should have done one for Overdrive, and then it really would have been macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's clever. That's clever.
Macaroni and cheese just has a picture of him when he said, good thing.
Good thing. So, then we've got these, like, plane things.
The Decker Jet, on the side of it says, get set to get decked.
But yeah, there's like this, like, pod racer-esque thing for red. And they've got what I believe to be the Dragon Zord for blue. Yellow's got, is that the origami or is that a jet? I don't know. It's the ape folding zord, I think. But on the picture with the Megazord, you've got red and blue in these little race car things, and then yellow's in a jet. And I don't really know what's going on, but all I know is I need these. So, I definitely need the Decker Jet and the Decker Mobile. But
the Decker Mobile just says "Go fuck yourself" on the side.
All the more reason to own it. But
calm down. Calm down! Don't get a big deck!
Oh
don't even know what that's from. But I was good with the Step Brothers once, and then it just left.
The Megazord looks good anyway, so it's at least a start.
Isn't there, unless I, like, totally, like, stop listening for that millisecond you talked about, are they, like, cockpit ones?
Yeah, I don't know where they, like, what comes with what, but, there's reds, greens, and apparently one of the pictures, someone says they can see gold in the background.
Gold power!
Sorry.
which one? Yeah, that's the Abzord, that's cool.
It'd be nice if that just came in a set and then they worked with the 4-inch dudes.
Yeah, Kiefer mentioned scaling,
yeah,
but
I
I don't think it's gonna. It would probably come up to the mega. Oh.
Like their knees? They're just like, oh.
Probably the waist. It's probably just a tad too short. If you get additional bricks and make like a little bit taller of a support for the base,
you need
it
to
might
get
work.
Some support.
I can see gold back there.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
I love that movie. That's who's going to play Brian in our version of the Social Network movie.
Yes. Yes. Do it.
I'm going to be played by Adam Baldwin.
No.
Yes.
No. There will be none of that.
Right. But anyway, I'm going to buy these, and I will probably review them, because that's how I roll.
What about those Thundercats, though?
Yeah, I'll get to it eventually, goddammit.
I'm sorry.
Kaiza, damn it!
I was just trying to give you a friendly suggestion. I don't know.
Poor Kaiza is still fucking sitting in my review station. 2 weeks now, at least. Two fucking
weeks.
Just
covered in a layer of dust. I don't know if I'll buy what I'll buy if I buy any of it. I might buy one thing depending on what catches my eye when I'm in the store. Like, I always see stuff, I'm like, oh, I could probably pass on that, and then I get in the store, I'm like, man, I haven't bought anything in a store in like 2 days. I have an itch to scratch, man. So I end up buying like all these Transformers I don't need when new lines come out. I'm always like, I'm just gonna get these guys, and then I come home, oh, like they look pretty in the store. What is this? What the fuck is this?
Your mother?
It's a Dick's Sporting Goods reward card in my chair. I've never even been there.
Well, you have a reward card for Dick's?
Yes, it's a Dick reward card.
We know what
awesome.
Dawson does on the weekends.
Can you imagine how cool it would be if this like chair was like a portal to all gift cards?
Yeah, I'm also addicted to boobies.
Speaking of Social Network, it's on. Let's watch that. It's a good movie. Anyway.
That's all I really got to say about the matters, that they look cool and I want them.
Yay.
That's cool.
Congratulations. You've won.
Congratulations. You've won.
No, I think I told that story already. I've been on the cast where somebody was using a computer in my psych class and that went off, and I seriously had a hard time. Like, I tried to stop myself from laughing, and it was more embarrassing because I was turning red. I just thought about how funny it was, because it was literally like a few days after that whole episode of the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
it, the news.
Is there like anything else newsworthy to chit chat about?
A young girl was pulled out of a well today. No, I don't know.
In Pokemon news, Plasma N. His name is Natural. Natural Harmonia
like
Gropius.
He's Gropetastic.
His last name is Gropius.
We always knew he was Captain Rapeface, but now that's confirmation of it.
He's Natural Gropius. He's
oh,
not a natural Gropius. He does it with Harmony.
Perfecto Harmony?
Perfecto Harmonia.
Perfecto Harmony.
Gropius.
We're just having weird accents.
And
why do you think this woman?
Um,
Super time.
That was if Navi did it.
Nobody cares.
Transformers 4 and 5, maybe?
With Jason Statham?
Optimus!
You can just shove him up your ass for all I care.
Can't do it without Buff Shyla. You know, let's bring Twitty in. Come on, bring Twitty in. And I would still trade Rosie in if they got Tawny to play the new female lead.
Transformers
Stevens. How epic would that be?
Fuck you, Earl.
Hilarious.
Fuck you, Earl.
Yeah.
My name, poor Earl. Let the man rest in peace. Let's go. No, no Robin Sparkles fans. All right.
So what are we doing?
Superhero time.
Remember?
Okay, wait. I gotta find the virus. I lost it. Oh, there it is. Hold on.
Superhero time. Go, Kaija. Azimaru do.
Kya Men Rider Force. Eh?
What's that? A boot? Totally rocked oot.
I did. This one starts off where I'm on 34. That was a question. That was
yeah, we are.
Good.
Okay. We're on 34. It starts off with Luca and Don. They're doing some shopping. I think she punches him in the face. It's pretty funny. Zangak arrives, and then a gentleman in sunglasses shows up and is like, "Here, take this money and go away." And like,
bangles.
Okay.
Who are you? I am an international businessman here on international business. Sorry, I had to make that reference.
And he's like, "Luca, I'm here to see you." And he takes off his glasses, and she's like, "Kirihiko?" Well, actually, she said "Kai," which I think is whatever planet she's from's language for Kirihiko.
Probably.
And
she's from Planet Hobo, apparently.
So they're old friends, and turns out that dude, this Kirihiko is a fake Kirihiko. It's a Zangyak guy who ties up Milfy next to the real Kirihiko and then turns into her. And goes back to the ship where the others are getting ready to eat, and she's all like, "I love broccoli heart. Let's feed me broccoli. Let's be all dirty girls." And they're like, "Okay." And then for some reason, there's a big mess on the wall. I'm not sure why, but stuff splatters everywhere, and that was dirty. And then
I just explained that a minute ago.
I forgot what was happening. All right, so meanwhile, we see fake Milfy going around the ship planting bombs, and then she leaves, and it turns into the monster, and the ship blows up. Kablooey. And so monster goes back by Luca and is like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 I kill your friends." And then we find out that Kirihiko lives from the same planet as Milfy, and there's a bunch of poor kids around them, and they got attacked by the Zangyaks, and Luca's like, "I want to help all these kids who are orphaned by Zangyak and make them all happy again." And Kirihiko's like, "I don't know, man, that's a lot of kids." She's like, "Well, I'll just go buy a planet if I have to." And he's like, okay. I mean, I guess. That's going to be a lot of money, though. Whatever. So he's been trying to raise money. And then, meanwhile, she goes off to steal money from Zangyak. And she runs into Marvelous and Joe, who at that point already had a lot of zippers. And they're like, "Hey, join our crew." And she's like, "I don't know, man." And they're like, "But we're going to get that greatest treasure in the universe." And she's like, "Lols, that's fake. It's Santa Claus." And they're like, "No, it's real. I'm like Santa Claus." And they're like,
"What?
Like,
okay. Santa Claus is real?"
I know. I just spoiled it for our 10-year-old listeners. Oh, well. And so, and for KO.
Sorry, T-Boy.
And so she's like, "Okay, I joins you." So then she joins them as the newest Go-Kagers. And so the monster's gonna attack her, but Kirihiko's like, "No, I stop yous." And then he lost his guy memory, so he can't transform. And then he gets pistol whipped. But then the monster gets shot by the other five. And he's like, "Whoa, I killed you guys." And they're like, "You thought you killed us. we know Milfy does not like broccoli, but you kept eating it all, and then you let Aim to Family feed you, and she'd never do that, stupid. And then we took away all your bombs and had Fuemaru think, make you think you saw the ship blow up. Lols, you fell for our gag. And he's like, damn it, bamboozled again. And so then they're all like, I can't get the key in the slot. There you go. I felt like old Shotaro trying to get the memory in the driver just now. Like those wouldn't go in. So they fight for a while. The monster turns into Gokai Yellow. Luca beats the crap out of him up. Guy idiotically thinks that it's Milfy, and then the monster turns into him. And they're like, oh no, two Gokai Silvers. And Doc's like, I know. Let's think of a really hard Super Sentai question. And Joe's like, idiot. We don't know anything about Sentais. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Duh. And so Milfy's like, I know. Let's turn into
Mega Ranger!
You mean Megaforce? Ultra Megaforce?
Yeah. So the real
Ultra Megaforce?
Shut up. So the real guy turns into Mega Silver while the monster just acts like a retard.
Who's the real guy? LOL?
And then guy's like, Super Silverizer. And they pwn him. And then after they pwn him, they get the Buster, the Gokai Galleon Buster, and they're like, "Let the charge, rising strike!" And they blow him up. He gets big. They get Gokaio, Gojujin. The monster keeps turning back and forth from a monster into a building and shooting them. But then they know it's him. They attack him, and then they're like, "Hey, Fuemaru, toy placement until Gohondra Koi comes out." So Herc and Gokaio blows up the monster. And then Milfy says goodbye to Kirihiko. He gets in his UFO and flies away to parts unknown. And there goes Shuki's last single man crush, far away forever. And then it ends.
Cheryl, Lassie?
Lassie?
I don't know. I meant to say Lad, and then Lassie came out and I ran with it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Those are my glasses.
Wolf Warrior came to obliterate the ancient. Okay, so no one's saying anything. I just have to say, I thought it was funny how Milfy was like, man, this is stupid. That treasure is such a myth. And then Marvelous gets all serious. He's like, no, it's real. She's like, okay.
Like, she was so intimidated by his face.
Well, it was a pretty fun episode. It was good seeing Kirihiko. He's called cool. The very little transformations in this episode, though, that always makes me sad. But, you know, it was good. Next episode, Dawson just gets a giant raging heart on when they use the Battle Fever keys.
Nope. Chuck Testa. I like how in the next episode it showed a preview of they're going to explain how Speeder and Bear RV had sex. Did you see that? They started coming together. And Sosuke's like, let me explain.
I did see that, though.
I like how Sosuke's hair is ridiculously black.
Look, he's going through a goth phase right now, okay? God damn it, behave, Kevin!
I'm sorry, sir.
It's okay, Sergeant Bubble.
Dawson's our president of poopy.
Oh, I'm the court jester. Anyway.
It's not a real job title, idiot.
Yes, it is. It's court jester or nothing.
Right. So, I thought the episode was pretty good.
Tribute.
For the most part.
Whoa, I must have died. Because yeah. I was talking and then we converged.
You died, I just went with it.
Okay.
I mean, it was a good episode in a sense that it focused on a character I like and guest starred an actor that I like. But, it still wasn't the best in terms of action or plot. It was fairly run of the mill, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It was still enjoyable, but there just wasn't really anything incredibly awesome about it.
Well, I though we did get I guess the rest of like Milfy's backstory, and then we saw her joining with Marvelous. We already saw Joe join Marvelous in a flashback. Now we see Luca joining him. So
we should get on the rest of those. Show's almost over, folks. joined. We haven't seen Guy when he joined. Oh wait.
We gotta see more of the more shit tributes first.
But like I thought it was a pretty good episode in terms of, you know, like regular episode standards. Mm-hmm. I liked it better than one of the tributes, I don't know. But I was thinking about like how good of a job Gokaidra does of like actually developing the anniversary characters instead of just being decayed.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of like flashing forward to next year when we just have stupid ass ghost partners like it's gonna be all Kobayashi and stupid. Like, that tear ran down my eye. That's what it's like. There's all these partners that are just mumbling. Like, I don't want to go all Gokaidra on and be like, it's gonna suck. I'm a little more optimistic than I was back when Ghost Age was airing, but just those rumors, I'm like, Gokaidra's so good. I don't want another stupid ass Kobayashi show.
So anyway, on to this episode.
Sorry.
Random Ghostbusters rant. Ghostbuster. I don't know anymore, damn it.
You know what? The Everlasting Gobstoppers, okay? Their enemy is going to be Slugworth and Johnny Depp's the mentor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
AKA, shut the fuck up.
There were two guys.
Who's the real guy? I don't know.
Who's the real guy? That was clever, though.
What, him turning in? Oh, what, the change or him turning into him?
The change, because he couldn't access the keys.
Yeah.
So he couldn't do that. He tried.
Yeah, he's a real trooper.
he tried to the very end.
He was more of a badass than Guy was. Silly Guy. And they have unspoken How I Met Your Mother communication. They're like, this guy's totally an imposter.
You're talking to people wrong. It's the wrong tone. You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Is that right? Let me ask you something.
That's how Marvelous threatens people. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
That's what he was thinking in
by
his inner
monologue.
Soldering
iron,
the whole
he
time.
Means his penis.
That's right.
That's what soldering irons are based off of. Didn't you know that?
Yep.
Captain Marvelous gets his boss face on, and Luca believes him. Kevin just explodes.
It was good. It was fun. Damn it. I'm going to start over.
Words.
He had a Canadian accent. It was fun, eh?
It was fun seeing a writer...
and a ranger.
Writer actor showing up in the Sentai show. We usually don't get that very often.
The last one I can remember off the top of my head was Fize and Goanger.
Juzo.
Yeah, Juzo. Yeah. Derp.
I mean, Decker.
But typically, we really don't get... We mean, like, you look at Double. Double had, like, half the Sentai cast as Dopants.
Yeah. We need an enemy. What Sentai cast are we bringing in this time? Well, who haven't we brought back yet?
But,
Double had more returning Sentai actors than Decade had writer actors.
It's true.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's kind of sad, too, when you think about it.
Oh, well.
But, you know, I mean, that's just how it is sometimes. You just gotta do things, you know? You just gotta...
I like that the currency in Gokaidra is Zenny. Or whatever it's called. I call it Zenny.
Is that what it is?
It's like Zacky or something.
Zacky?
Zug?
Zonky?
Zerg? The Emperor Zerg! But I call it Zenny. I thought it would be kind of funny to see money with different faces of villains on it. Wouldn't that be fantastic? To see, like, Lothar. They should do that for Power Rangers 2012 or whatever it's going to be. Not 2012, 2016.
Yeah, that's like 2016. Oh, I hate America.
That's probably why they're doing it for 2 years. They cannot figure out...
Goddamn thing!
They can't figure out how to do Gokaidra. They're like, shit, dude, we need time. You've just been sitting here doing nothing.
Indeed. Yeah.
Is that it?
You know what's something I want to ask people who leave me comments on my YouTube channel
sometimes?
Okay,
so that's it. All right, so Forze.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I think that's YouTube.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well. That was funny to me.
Oh, I want it.
What?
It's a little Kotetsu plushie.
I still want a Pikmon's plushie.
Wait, where do you see a Kotetsu plushie?
It's on the Tiger and Bunny Nami page.
Did you order it?
No, it's like... It's $27.40 for a plushie.
I saw a thing on Attack of the Show today about New York Comic Con and you can make a stuffed animal of yourself. I'm like, we need our stuffed animals. It would be fantastic. Okay, are we ready for Forze?
It goes, hey, Forze, yeah!
That was not a cheer?
That was premature.
You're used to that, aren't you?
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. So we open up with Tank getting an award for standing at the top of being a dick. And so he calls his girlfriend. He's like, where are you? And it's like, Spike, on. And then, like, Spike appears on Forze's leg, and he's trying to get him off. And he's just freaking out. No? Okay. Okay. So then she's like, I'm busy with the Kamen Rider Club. I'll have to call you back. So, bye. And then she's like, all right, let's all meet on Sunday. He's like, yeah, we have special weekend studies. Like, you mean detention? No, it's a detention. All right, bye. So then they all arrive at the creepy school, the ring girl's trying to summon demons, and then Eric's like, oh my god, my basketball's gone too! I'm like, no, it's right here. He's like, ah, good. No? Come on.
Yeah, that was great,
else
dude.
Think of that? Okay. Anyway, so the teacher arrives, and he just starts, like, smacking Gintaro over the butt and saying, bad boy, bad boy! I don't even think he works there.
That was kinda creepy.
That was really weird. So then after that, they're all practicing their symbol power. And then an emergency happens, and they have to go off to fight the...
Oh, look at the Kotetsu plush. It's so cute.
Oh, Kevin. Your internet's slower than mine. I don't know why I always get the shit. Anyway, so then they go to stop the Zodiart. Yes, I got it right. But Tank's like, I'm going to stop you. And then Kengo's like, oh, I have to use my weak body. And then he... And then Zodiart runs off, and... So then he comes back and you're like, were you with the nurse again? I think you're having an affair with the school nurse. That's what I took from it. And then Gentaro says something about vegetables and fruit being friendship or something. And then...
Magic?
Yes. And then the Zodiart attacks again, but thankfully Gentaro escapes Tank thanks to 5-Hour Energy. And then Forze lands there and... He's using those really stupid lame switches and then he uses Winch and I couldn't stop laughing. It was fantastic. And then he went elect switch and he got an electric Winch. Lols. And then Tank shows up and he's like, I'm going to throw a football at you and stop you. And he's like, I don't have time for this. And then he does a rocket thing. And then Tank grabs onto him and then they just start spazzing out. And then it's over. I'm not in the shower. Thanks for asking, though. So, this episode was pretty okay. It was, like, entertaining. I wasn't really forward to watching it this week, but it was kind of entertaining seeing the Glee Club get together and practice and such. Why did they get detention? Because Gentaro's always late and he refuses to get out of the Slice of Red uniform?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they skip school. They skip class. And
they're just never there. And they're like, we have special weekend studies. Or what do they call it? What was Digimon's, like, after-school stuff? Like, hard studies?
Hard gay?
I don't remember. Brian's chronicling his diary. He didn't have time. But, yeah, it was all right. Yeah. You already used that one.
Did I?
Recognize the rhythm. Nothing about it said, but the rhythm of it.
It said, I hope you get a paper cut on your nuts and they fall off.
I was very disappointed that the Zodiart wasn't the substitute, or not substitute, the detention teacher guy, because I really don't like him. It creeps me out. Instead of just some random long-haired dude.
The teacher just creeped me the fuck out.
But boy!
But boy! I'm like, what? You are some sort of...
pervert. Exactly.
He's one of those guys you say to catch a predator.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
That was fantastic. Like,
oh my god.
The episode was all right. I think it was started off a little bit stronger than the last arc, but I don't know. It just didn't really hold my interest. Forze is having a really difficult time of holding my interest.
Yeah, I know it's kind of bad when I see, Forze episode 8 subbed or whatever. I'm like, fuck. Like, now I gotta go watch this? I was sitting there trying to watch my nice zombies. Like, the first episode was just so fun, and then it's just kind of steadily gone down. And, like, it's just, it's gone too formulaic. Like I said, it's like mini double. It's like little high school cases.
Pretty much.
Well, this is what happened. They showed us the first episode, and it was all cool. Then they were like,
well, April Fool, dumbass!
That's...
See, at least my jokes are organic. Kevin has to manufacture his.
You know what? It's hilarious, alright? But seriously, like, it's... Some of the episode is fun. Like, the fighting is cool. I mean, that's epic, sort of. But it's... I don't know. The over-the-topness of the high school is just... Like, really? You built a giant, expensive-as-hell monument for the quarterback of the football team?
That's just so ridiculously unrealistic.
That never happens.
I don't think the NFL's looking at him. I don't. I'm sorry. That was...
NFL.
NFL.
I can't say anything over there.
Like, and then what was it? The... Oh, shit. Something with the quarterback just being a total asshat. Like, that whole thing was just... He needs to die in a hole. And the thing that bothers me is he's all like, I am king of the school. I hate Camera Club. It cannot exist. I don't want it. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and,
technically, it exists on the moon.
And it's, you know, by the end of next episode, he's going to be like, BFF Facebook friends, heart. I love Camera Club. I'm the newest member.
What's up with that, though? They're like, you can't have any clubs outside of school. I'm like, what is this, Russia? Like, are we dictatorship over here?
Like, it... And then, why does he have to... Why is his solution to everything like, all right, I'm going to get into a lineman stance and tackle you? You're the quarterback, first of all. Stop it.
That's just embarrassing.
Like, it's really obnoxious. Like... I'm going to football tackle you. You could have just, like, grabbed him. That would have worked, too.
You know, one thing that bugs me about Forze is, like, I have the Sucre on me and everything, but just to me, sometimes the switches, they look too childish for me. Like, I hate to say that because I know it's a kid's show, but seriously, it looks like a parody writer. Does anybody else see that at all? Like, it's like, hey, it's my new switch, and it's a giant purple blob on his foot.
Oh, like, smoke?
Well, yeah, well, just any of them. They look so horribly designed. Like, they look like they just did the base sketch, and they're like, nah, we don't need to add details. Like, it's just a solid color with something coming off of it.
They were trying to be like Bandai of America.
That's exactly. Because they're getting ready for Power Rider.
Yeah. And another thing about it, too, is that, like, I love it. He's all Elimelech states. I got my rod, and I'm going to do a limit break, and then... Football flies through the air, which somehow manages to not only knock the rod out of his hand, but knock the switch out of the rod.
But he's a star quarterback.
He can do everything.
Like, that was just... And then of course, Power Dizer came in and said his name, and that was cool.
He was like, Power Dizer, Power Dizer. I'm like, damn it, where did you shut this off?
Pokemon.
Power Dizer, Power Dizer, Power Dizer.
Zer.
Zer. Like, the thing, it could just be the fact that I'm watching this right before I go to bed, and I'm usually already tired before I watch it, but this is like the second or third episode of Forze out of, what, seven, that I fell asleep. Like, I don't know what it is. I think it might be a mix of just the general theme not clicking with me, and the fact that I don't really like any of the characters yet.
And there's no Date.
You know what was so epic? Oh, first of all, somehow New Hina decides that she can make her own gummy bears. That's legal.
Space food. He's like Uchu Space Food Ta or whatever he said.
And then she feeds him, like, I don't know, two gummy bears, and suddenly it's a 5-hour energy shot for him, and he, like, I can jump in the air and flip, and, like, what are you doing?
And point at you like I do. That's not a game. Sorry.
I don't understand what's going on in the program anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I still enjoy it, and I still like it and everything. I don't know, I guess there's just problems that aren't really clicking me. I mean, O's clicked with me more than Forza has.
Because it had Date, he was like, check out my abs.
And well, even
like,
oh, even yes. Before Date.
That's true. That's because they had Cake Boss. I miss Cake Boss. Like, it's weird to think, like, I miss O's, but at the same time, it feels like it never existed. You know what I mean? It feels so weird that it's not here. But, I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
It's just,
like, this weird feeling where it just feels like it happened. Basically, it comes down to it seems like it happened really fast. Like, Double felt like it was around longer than O's was.
Yeah, I guess I can see what you mean, sort of.
Because I was watching a music video the other day, and I saw an O's clip in it, and I'm like, it just seems like that was a long time ago, but then not too long ago. I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Chuck Testa.
Yeah.
Well, now, can we get to what I've been waiting all night for? Samurai Samurais or Shuki? Please.
Yeah.
The origin version.
All right, so now it's time for Samurai Summaries with Shuki. All right.
Yay.
So, we have this brand new show called Power Rangers Samurai. This is
Samurai
the first episode of a brand new show. Now, there might be some things that are incredibly similar to the previous Samurai Summaries, but I guarantee you that this is the first episode.
They decided to restart. They're like, this show is crap. Let's just restart. Pilot again.
Pilot Inspector, that's Jason Lee.
You have Jaden a mullet and restart.
So,
yay, mullet.
18 episodes in, and we're finally getting episode 1. and to further prove that this is episode 1, the intro is pretty much the first intro. It doesn't have Bulk and Spike in it because they don't premiere until episode 2, which will be next week. And Antonio's not in it.
Why is Antonio not in it? I'm confused.
And there's a bunch of random scenes inserted in there to take up the space that they would otherwise take up. So, I don't know why we're just now getting episode 1. I don't know if it's Spawn's fault or Nick's fault or what, but it's someone's fault and they deserve to get punched. So, anyway, enter random child. Apparently it's a cool thing to play hide and seek in the middle of the goddamn city, but he gets what he deserves and gets attacked by Moogers. So, enter the Red Ranger, a nice Grum, and they complete their package with some nice overacting. And in his display of awesome skills, he defeats the Moogers. Woo!
Yay!
And then we get Google Pump Big Dude to produce some rough So, G, complete with his bad acting, explains that the attacks are getting worse and that Zombie G needs to lead a team of zombie samurais in order to save the world. He doesn't like this idea because he likes being a solo zombie.
G responds to bad acting.
He doesn't like the idea of a zombie apocalypse. He just wants to like do it solo. But
this is the one zombie apocalypse. One zombie kills them all.
Meanwhile, Octaru finds the junk ship. It just kind of like submerges itself. Not submerges. unsubmerges? What the fuck's the word I'm looking for?
De-unsubmerged.
De-unsubmerges itself from the whatever the hell it's
Dance
called.
River,
the that thing. The thing that they didn't change. And so he hops aboard. He's all like, oh, I'm glad to be back here. And
I just think your tentacles going everywhere. I'm like, spit, because you can't talk.
What?
Little face. Kevin was just like a black wolf. Just now.
So I was like, oh, where's Andrew? Blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I don't know. And then he's like, I got a headache, brother Brian. And then Octor is like, there's a lot of talking from someone who can't talk into his mouth and blah, blah, blah.
And then he moved his mouth.
And then he moves his mouth. So, right after he makes a joke about being able to talk with his mouth closed, he moves his mouth. Way to go.
That sounds like a new That Awkward Moment tweet.
So, Xander gets pissed, calls him Noodle Face, shuts the fuck up and drinks his medicine, goes to sleep or something.
That teaches kids to just drink medicine all the time.
Medicine-laced liquor.
Octor informs him that the Rangers survived, and then he gets super pissed, and then Heat Trigger shows up. And is commanded to go freak out people. So, meanwhile, we're introduced to more characters, if you can call them that. Kevin's swimming and then is told by his dad that he has to go join the Power Rangers, complete with incredibly horrible acting. And Kevin responds with more bad acting. And Mia is playing with what we can assume to be her students. She might just be a pedophile. I don't know.
She is.
Mike's playing video games at the arcade, and he owns this game, man, and Emily's
Bear
playing,
versus Ninja.
Emily's playing Kota's flute. So,
you know, fun fact about that farm, I think they just filmed at someone's farm without their permission. No?
Probably. Okay. They're just like, hey, we're borrowing this.
Hey, you get out of here. Run! Crew's just running.
So nice Grom bet... Grom?
That's his grandma.
Bet acts his way into Zombie Jaden's head that teams are a good thing. And so we get a flashback to Zombie Jaden's zombie dad giving him the lion folding sword. Nice Grom then fires colored arrows into sky portals. And
he uses a portal gun. There's someone in the background.
He kills Mike's burger. Almost kills a small child. Manages to hit Hay, and almost stabs a swimmer in the foot. So he's got a perfect shot here. He's 1 for 4. And they all understand what that means and run off, except Mia, because apparently she's too lazy to run, so she gets picked up by the Shiba Suburban.
The Suburban.
So Jane's like, I gotta go, and takes the Samurizers. He's like, horse! And he gets a horse, and he gallops away.
What a douchebag.
So Kevin somehow meets up with the Suburban, and he's like, get the Red Ranger, and Mia's like, no, are you? And he's like, no, I'm blue. And then Emily appears, and she's like, who the fuck are you guys? And Mike's like, we're Rangers, blah, blah, blah. And it's pretty much a mess. I mean, none of them are wearing red. So, it is easy to assume that none of them are Red Ranger. I mean, use Ranger physics. Come on here.
Physics?
Physics.
Ranger physics 101.
Jane shows up on his epic horse like some sort of Canadian Mountie. So, anyway, he flashes his folding sword. He's like, it's like a cop badge. And he's like, you guys are going to have to give up your lives to serve the zombie samurai Mounties. And
oh my god, that's fantastic.
They suddenly appear at the attack in their uniforms. I don't know where they got them from, but maybe they were on the other side of the horse. I don't really know.
They were in the Suburban.
They were in the back of the Suburban. And so thus starts the scene that we've seen way back in December of 2010. So
those were the days.
They morph, and then they fight the Moogers with incredibly cheesy lines, like super duper horrible cheesy lines.
Green and Barrett? Wasn't it Green and Barrett?
Green and Barrett and chopped Mooger salad and various other really ridiculous things. So Jaden summons a Fire Smasher and then says something about teamwork and then runs off on his own. He's still new to this.
And he almost takes out all of them.
He almost chops off all of their heads and then runs off.
Damn it, only he would have made it.
So they want to be more like him, so they get weapons and fight too with more cheesy lines that I don't even want to even begin to talk about. So Jane cuts through cars and defeats the heat trigger guy.
That person better have had Geico.
He grows big, and then Kevin's like, dude, we got Zords, we can go Mega Mode, woo! And this would be really exciting if this was actually the first episode, but it wasn't. So we're kind of used to this by now. So they go Mega, and they don't have the Megazord yet, so they just fight with their individual modes and kill him. Poor Heat Trigger. And then back at the house, they're introduced to Nice Grom, who gives some sort of speech about nobility. I don't really know what's going on because I can't understand what he says half the time. And they're like, we could do it because we're samurai rangers. Ranger together. BFF Facebook samurai.
Fun fact, mine cut off right before that. They say, we can do it. They put their fists together. DVR cut it off. I said, thank you. And then I hug my TV.
And then it ends. The summary did not need to be that long, but I like making jokes.
I like making jokes too. Phone 5.
You make jokes? Since when?
Right. So, anyway, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It still had all the elements of early samurai, where, bless you, it was, just total cheese whiz everywhere.
It's not the good kind.
It was just cheesy line after cheesy line, complete with incredibly bad acting. But,
We see where Kevin got it from. It was
a parody of Shinkendra 1.
Pretty much. I mean, it was a decent first episode in the fact that it set up everything that needed to be set up. And Shinkendra did start off really strong like that, too. Hence why this one started off fairly decent. But as an episode in terms of, like, the acting and everything, it was absolutely horrible. But as far as an actual episode with, like, in terms of the story and setting up everything, I think it did an alright job. So, pretty kind of run-of-the-mill in terms of samurai. But, I mean, I didn't hate it. I just hated the whole early samurai concept, really.
The action made me want to cry. The opening fight scene was epic. I don't understand why this episode couldn't have been shown first.
Like, they're like, man, we want to dive right into the action. I'm like, so Red Ranger, like, totally poning everyone in the first 5 seconds wasn't enough?
That's why don't we, especially because it's the Red Ranger. It's the leader.
It was, like, the absolute perfect first episode for little kids.
So, I mean, really watching this again, the way it was set up, I do not buy the fact that it was because the first episode lacked action. This had, it was more action than anything else. Most of the episode was fighting.
It was more action than episode 3. Mike's running. He's a little squatting.
And, how about that pose Kevin made when they found the Red Ranger, huh? I hate Kevin.
Kevin hates himself. But he had to get rid of his goggles. He's like, oh, Jaden's the leader. I can't be the gogglehead. Okay. I have to say, like, you can pull it off more so in Japan, especially if you're Takaru. But with the horse, I could not take him seriously. That had to be one of the most douchebaggiest things I've ever seen. It's like, with the injuries like that, that must be red. I'm like, yeah, it smells douche. And he's like, are you the Red Ranger? He's like, yes. I'm like, I couldn't keep a straight face. It wasn't cool in any way or shape or form.
He just
a simple power motorcycle. Simple power, get a driver's license.
He wanted to recruit people into the zombie samurai Mounties.
That should be a new Facebook group.
Oh my god.
It was just too much.
And I love the way Emily's sitting there playing Kotoha's flute. It was just.
And now I'm going to mention. We mentioned this way back in the Gold Ranger episode where we made fun of how Mike ran and we thought it was because they had to slow up. That's how he runs. When he ran up and he's like, oh, my burger's been destroyed. It must be time to go. He, like, squats down like he's about to take a shit right there and then starts running. Like, what kind of running is that? It's totally the type of running I'm doing for my Axel Extreme parody video. Like, well, that's just how he runs. Let's see, is there anything else? Brian pretty much summed it up, like, really well. It would have been a good first episode, but it was still pretty shitty. Like, in terms of, if you compare it to all other shows that actually try, it was pretty shitty.
Yeah, I don't really understand why they didn't show it as a first episode. I mean, it makes absolutely zero sense to me.
And then they didn't even show it as an event for an hour. That pisses me off.
And it's like two-part origin special. The next episode doesn't origin anything except the Megazord.
Yeah, and maybe Bulk and Spike, which will probably be 4 seconds, just like the Mega Mode. The two things I was sort of mild to moderately looking forward to was finding out if there was any sort of cool explanation for Mega Mode and Bulk and Spike. Mega Mode is, we get Mega Mode power! Like, to fight the Mega Monster, stop. That's not gonna happen. Just like, onesies isn't gonna happen, fetch isn't gonna happen, Mega Monster's not gonna happen. You should have tried it back with the original MMPR. It's been too long. You can't start naming them. We did get the explanation about the Nylock's second life, though, or the Godoshu's second life.
Yeah.
Like, after that, like, before this episode, they were just like, oh no! And there was no explanation.
Oh no, what are we going to do?
What are they going to do?
I missed Gold Power. I missed Antonio.
Yeah.
It was upsetting.
It's okay.
You totally should have wasted budget to go back in and edit Antonio back into this opening.
Right.
I miss Antonio.
I think that's
he's
the end,
so
man.
Golden.
Or not.
Who's gay? What?
He said Saskatchewan, I think.
Well, no. I think it is pretty much close to the time where
Kevin goes to sleep and we travel to the desert of
Yeah.
All right, let's fire it up to 88. Where we're going, we don't need roads. All right, so it's time for retrospective random rambles.
Random rumbles.
I thought you were going to say run for some reason. Well, we all run around, but anyway. Okay.
We all do the run around.
I don't know how messy this summary will be, but I'll try to keep it quick. Okay. So we open up, and Ty gets a call from the digital world, and Agumon's like, help, please. That wasn't funny. I had a funnier thing. Anyway, so we find out about the Digimon Emperor. He's basically Devimon 2.0, but he's a human. He's got dark rings. He's controlling Digimon and conveniently stopping Digimon from digivolving. So he calls the others for help, and while he's waiting, he happens to find this Digi-Egg, which is called a Digimental in some places. I don't know. Anyway, so he touches it, and three little Digivices pop out, and they go to three new kids, Yoli and Cody, who live in TK's new apartment building, and Davis, who apparently everyone else has known, but we don't know about it. And so Davis, Kari, and TK all head to the digital world to help Ty, where Davis meets his Digimon partner, Vimon. They discover that the new Digidestined can armor Digivolve to stop the Emperor. Soon after, Yoli and Cody follow, and they get their armor Digimon. And TK and Kari also get their Digivices upgrade and join the new Digidestined. So the five new Digidestined go back and forth between the real world and the digital world, stopping the Digimon Emperor, while finding new Digi-Eggs and being mentored by the old Digidestined. They eventually discover that the Digimon Emperor is Ken Iji Joji. It's a fun name. Who is a child prodigy.
It's like Shun Daimonji or whatever the hell Tank's name is.
Tank, yeah. His name's Tank. So, yeah. And eventually it leads to the Digidestined going to the digital world and staying there for a bit rather than porting back and forth in order to stop him once and for all. It leads to a final confrontation between his ultimate Digimon, Chimeramon, and Magnadramon, which they win. And the Digimon Emperor Ken realizes what he's done, and he's horrified. And it all cements after his Digimon partner Wormmon dies, and he just stumbles off into the desert. So he eventually returns to the digital world after going to like a coma or something, and he finds Leafmon, Wormmon's baby form, and gets redemption. And the Digidestined are busy clearing off all the control spires, and they run into Ken, who's using Wormmon as his Digimon partner now. Digivolving into champion to also destroy control spires, but they all still believe he's evil and they don't trust him. And then they're like, you probably thought Ken was the big bad. Nope, Arukenimon. She was pulling the strings the whole time, lols. So she shows up and she starts. She starts using her hair to make control spires into fake Digimon. They're like, oh, Ken, you really weren't killing Digimon. Hugs. So they all join forces and they discover their champion forms and they fight Arukenimon. And then they all start bonding and have Digimon mega sex where they DNA Digivolve. And then Arukenimon's like, you know what? This isn't working. Let's just make all the control spires into Steve Blum. And then Steve Blum becomes Black War Greymon, and he's all like, I don't have purpose. And so he goes around to destroy the Destiny Stones, which has been around forever. We just didn't hear about it. So we just go around episode to episode, like, dudes, we totes have to protect the Destiny Stone, guys. Gets destroyed. Oh, well, we'll do better next time. So this goes on for a while until he frees, was it Zulongmon? The deity of the digital world who doesn't tell Black War Greymon his purpose, and he's very upset, so he walks off all emo. And then something happens after that, and at some point they end up going on a digital world tour with the original Digidestined, finding international Digidestined, and destroying control spires in the real world. And then they were like, you probably thought Arukenimon was pulling the strings. Nope, Oikawa. And it turns out that this guy, who was a friend of Cody's, was been pulling the strings the whole time and been trying to create even more depressed children, and he was one
like
of the
we need any more of those.
Honestly.
We don't need any more little Kevins running around.
Well, that's where Kevin has a dark spore. No one's been able to get it out. But anyway, so he was one of the first ones to discover the digital world, and he's trying to get back, so he does a bunch of weird shit. It's all very creepy and depressing if you think about it too long, so don't. And at some point, the Daemon Corps, or Cores, or however you want to say it, show up, and then they die. They were like, oh, hey, we could be a plot. Nope, Chuck Testa. They got Chuck tested. I'm thinking of coining the term testied. No? Okay. Anyway. So then it's eventually revealed after that, they're like, you thought Oikawa was pulling the strings. Nope, Malamiotismon. And I got it right this time. I'm surprised they didn't call it Venomiotismon. So it turns out, just like Wizard Mom, when a Digimon's destroyed in the real world, they become a spirit. So Myotis Mon became a spirit and went into Oikawa, and he's been pulling all the strings. And so in a magical dimension where dreams come true, they digivolve into all their forms at once and knock him into the digital world. And then all the Digidestined ever show up. And then these depressed kids get Digivices, and then they all aim it at him, and he disappears. And Davis is like, Noodle Cart! And then they're like, years later, everything gets fucked up. And we get the prologue, which I won't go over them each individually, because we'll talk about it in the characters. Mm-hmm. That's Adventure 2. The first one was, you probably thought you were done. Nope. This one was, you probably thought they were pulling the strings. Nope. So, story?
Okay, Chris and Aerosol on the Ramboards kind of summed everything up.
Yeah.
Or rather, not really summed everything up, but ranted everything up perfectly. Like,
so go read that tonight, folks.
I do recommend going to read it, but it's just like there's so much that they were trying to do, and it's kind of like when you look at, like, Overdrive or Mystic Force. There's just so much that they were trying to do and not enough time to do it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, oh, we can go do this plot point. And then they're like, oh, nope.
Truck test it.
We're going to do something else. And that's how I get things like the Daemon Corp. Just, they're gone.
Yeah.
And there's certain other things I didn't really like, too. Like, just the fact that Myotismon was pulling the entire season's strings the entire friggin' time.
I kind of like that. It made sense.
Irked me. Well, it's kind of like the problem I had when I was watching Ben 10.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's just all these old enemies coming back all the time.
Looks like everyone missed them.
That I didn't. I got tired of them.
Well, you just watched the show 5 minutes ago. For everyone else, it's been like 5 years since we've seen Dr. Animo.
Fair enough.
Because they decided not to acknowledge the original series until like 3 seasons in.
Fair enough. But, I don't know. That just seemed really weird to me. I'm not going to say I hate it, but it just bothered me a little bit for some reason.
The thing I like about it, for two reasons, is one, because of that ghost thing, it did make sense because that was established with Wizard Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, I hate in like sequels or sequel series where they're like, oh, and the original heroes vanquished evil. Not really. And, like, I'm glad that it was, like, a residual enemy from last season rather than having new enemies come along. Like, because it still left that everything the original Digestion did wasn't for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I just always hate that when they're like, oh, it doesn't matter that you saved the world. It's just going to be in danger again. Which it was, but it wasn't because of just some random new threat.
Right. I mean, overall, I mean, I liked most of the story elements, but I just think there was too much trying to go on at one time. That, Adventure 1, Season 1, was, like, there was sections of story, and it had a fairly decent pacing. This had, like, the Digimon Emperor, and then the Arukenimon and stuff, and the Destiny Stones, and Daemon Corps for, like, 2 episodes, and then the Spores, and the International Thing, and Oikawa, and Malamiosmon, like, all in one same episode span. And it just seemed like there was way too much going on to be a really coherent story.
Like, I have a fun fact that I learned from watching fake old fans videos that apparently they started production of this show before Adventure 1 was done. Like, done airing.
Mm.
And it was also done by a different production team.
Oh, well, that would do it.
And then she talked about this thing at the very end where it was like there was like a shit ton of different writers working on it. There was like dozens of them. So I wish it had been done by the original people.
It probably would have made things a little bit more coherent.
Yeah, like, the first section with Digimon Emperor was pretty good. Like, it felt like a good continuation, even if it was kind of a rehash of Devimon, in one sense at least.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, it just got so messy. Like, she also, in that summary I watched, she pointed out that all they did for, like, the whole series was just go around destroying control spires in one form or another.
Right.
Like, Arukenimon, Aerosol brought this up, is Arukenimon and Mummymon were, like, a comedy duo, and, like, it changes so changed so quickly because when they came on, I thought it was going to be the new threat, and they're like, lols, prepare for trouble, make it double. Wait a minute, that is Team Rocket. They're like, lols, we're a real threat. Seasons later. That's pretty much Team Rocket. I'll just keep giving away all my Pokemon. I could have a full team of six by now. Team Rocket's only allowed like two slots. If they get three, the world just explodes. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. And like, I don't know. I felt like, because I kind of enjoy watching part of it, and I enjoy a lot of elements from it, but I also feel like it really like dirtied Adventure 2's like simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like The Hobbit. It's a nice simple story, and then they write The Lord of the Rings, and it was a million pages. It's like, I think I made the reference in the last Digimon, but it's just so messy. Like, I like some of the characters and the designs, and it's like, it's not like it's a show to watch, like, I'm trying to think of a good example, like an MMPR episode that's like painful to watch where you can't watch it. I mean, it's entertaining, it's just messy,
right?
And it's
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, especially near the end shit got really weird, and I felt like it ruined the nice simple story that you had in the first series.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. Like, season one was incredibly simple. It had twists and turns, but it was still really simple. This one's kind of like a roller coaster, just going every which way, and then you barf at the end.
Yeah, that was the epilogue, which we'll talk about in a second. I was going to say something else about, and like, I know it's a new show, you're like, new characters, new merchandise, new whatever, but it makes more logical sense just to upgrade the original kids' Digivices. They're more experienced, there's more of them, and let them armor Digivolve.
Yeah. That would have been kind of interesting to see armor Digivolutions of the originals.
Like, I understand.
And more than one for Patamon and Gatomon.
Yeah. They just kind of got shoved on the end. But it's not that I mind that. Like, I liked the idea of them mentoring, but I also felt like they were being pushed out. Like, everyone but TK and Carr from the original group was being pushed out despite the fact that they saved the digital world. But like, nope, these kids are shiny and new.
Oh, well.
But yeah, it was, I guess, the best place to talk about epilogue would probably be right here, unless you want a different place for it.
Yeah, we can talk about it here.
I didn't like it.
It was stupid.
Like, I didn't hate the idea of having an epilogue, but just make it be good. Like, an astronaut? Really?
He showed no interest throughout the entire show of wanting to be an astronaut. What happened to the rock star?
I know. That song, I Turn Around, just got me turned on.
I know. I just wanted to fap all night.
Like, what else was there? And then, I didn't even think about this until I watched that summary, but then Mimi got a cooking show, and she was not involved in fashion at all, but Sora became a fashion designer, the, like, always proclaimed tomboy.
I think they got it mixed up.
I think they did, too. I think they were just like, blah,
I think,
blah, blah.
I think Sora was supposed to cook.
I think they smoked some weed with Gabumon before, and then they wrote this.
I agree with what Kiefer said in his poster. I think it was Kiefer, that they just threw darts at a board or pulled names out of a hat.
That's probably what happened. It was like your contest.
Yeah. And Matt will be astronaut. Yay. And TK cheered. Will be rock star, because that makes sense.
What was I going to say?
What was TK? I don't remember.
TK was the author who was writing the story.
Yeah, he wrote the
like,
book.
Okay, I'm not sure if I fully understood this because I watched that retrospective. There's people like Chris who watched the Japanese version. Aerosol maybe has? I don't know. Anyway, you can answer this. They said that, like, TK, like, at the end of the summary when they, like, zoomed out to the future, that TK was the voice that's been narrating the series the whole time, and that gave me the impression that they wanted to give the vibe that, like, he's been narrating this the whole time, and then we're just now zooming out after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
If so, that was cool.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really cool aspect.
Like, I don't know if that's how they did it. I know it was the same voice, but I don't know if they tried to do it like that. But to us, it was a new voice, because we're, this is the DigiDustin. Like, imagine if TK talked like that when they came out. Like, I'll be there in a minute, son. Davis owning a noodle cart, I had no problem with.
Well, yeah, because, like, wasn't that established as his dream? Like, he wanted to make a noodle cart.
On the same episode. It's fine.
He wanted a noodle cart.
Yes, he wanted a noodle cord. He's like, I declare these spaghetti! These macaroni are guilty of sin! They were copulating with the burgers at Denny's.
Copulating?
I don't know. I don't know. That means somebody saved me. And then people are all up in arms that TK and Kari didn't get married. I personally didn't like them together. I was a Davis and Kari person. Because I didn't like TK. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else worth mentioning. Aristotle said that, like, he said that Yoli being a housewife made sense, but, and he made it seem like Ken being a detective didn't make sense, but that, like, he never gave any inclination of that, but that kind of makes sense for that type of person. Like, a brooding person with a dark backstory.
Yeah, I don't mind that one so much.
Like, maybe Ken could have been Batman. That would have been funny. Cody being a lawyer made sense.
Yeah.
Like, he was training with all that, the sticks. What do you call it? Kendo. And, but, like, his whole diplomatic ways, that made sense.
Yeah. I don't know. See, that's what I don't get about Ty being a diplomat. I mean, I know he was the original leader, so it makes sense in that aspect.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
He's Ty.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. He'd be like, damn it, just agree, or I'm going to smash my gloved hands into you. One of my other, like, biggest complaints is I don't like that everyone knows about the digital world. I liked it just being special. I liked it being just for them. Like, I would have rather had it end either in secrecy or, like, just, like, they became sort of famous. Like, everyone knew about them and who they were, and their Digimon could go between the real world and the digital world and visit them. But I don't like the whole world having Digimon partners. It takes away from the speciality of being a Digidestin. Even if they were the original chosen ones.
Yeah.
They were the chosen ones! Also, brought up in that summary was something I never thought about, is that a lot of people did know about the digital world because they watched the final battle and stuff after they went up with Myotismon. They saw the battle with Myotismon, and then they watched the kids go up, and then they watched the battle in the sky. And then they never mentioned, like anyone was trying to get involved in this or anything. Like, everyone just forgot.
Because,
like,
honestly, if I seen a giant battle with monsters in the sky, I would want to get in on their ship.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know. My British persona just freaked out. But, yeah, it was just overall a kind of a mess.
Yeah. Just a little. By just a little, I mean a lot.
Okay, so character time?
Character time.
I'm going to guess we're starting with Davish.
No, we're starting with Ty. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Dang it.
All right. Davis. I like Davis, honestly.
I love Davis. I'm sorry. He might be my favorite Gogglehead. It sounds like an unpopular opinion, but I like Davis. Oh, I came on too strong. I just scared Brian away.
No, I'm trying to think of who my favorite is.
Well, like, I was trying to think of that, too, in terms of,
honestly,
like,
it's Kudo Taiki, but...
Like, I think Davis is my favorite personality-wise, but Taiki's probably my favorite overall, because he's the most competent, but that's for another time.
Okay.
But, like, everyone... I guess it would come out... I don't know how it comes off in the Japanese version, but I kind of like his surfer dude... Surfer turd voice. And, like, I just
surfer
thought he was...
turd? What's a surfer turd?
I said dude, and I said dirt, and it sounded like turd, so I went with it.
Okay.
But I kind of liked him. I thought he was really funny.
He was annoying at times, but I agree. I think he was funny. And it's just because he had so much personality compared to the others.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Yoli, because we know how much Aerosol loves Yoli.
Yeah.
And I mean, Cody was one of the more established characters, but his personality was still kind of that of a brick.
Yeah.
So I think Davis is one of the more enjoyable characters of the show, in my opinion. Just because he is energetic and out there, as opposed to some of the other characters.
And, like, his approach just kind of worked. Like, I don't know. I just liked him. And he had a flaming jacket.
Which is always cool. It's fluffy, too.
And, yes, he looks like the child of Fire Emblem.
God.
But there was something else I was going to say about it that I just lost. Oh, I was thinking about Tigeru. Like, he kind of... I'm not really annoyed by him as much as I was, like, in the first episode. But I know that I would like him more if he had Davis's voice. Because I was like, Davis never acted like that, and then I go back and watch episodes, and I'm like, wait a minute, yes he did. Since he's basically Davis 2.0.
Right.
But, I don't know, like, he didn't have any huge character development, other than just the natural development of becoming more heroic through being a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But I just liked him. I thought he was fun.
I like him too.
And then, of course, well, I don't know where to stick this. Why did they only get clothes?
I...
Like that.
Because they looked at TK and they were like, dude, you ain't getting shit. You got a bucket hat. And then they looked at Carr and just said, what the fuck are you wearing? You ain't getting shit either. So they just got screwed. And Ken didn't change clothes either, right?
Nope, he just wore that weird, like, business murderer suit. Looked like a coroner.
The Digiworld just didn't really care about Ken.
I don't know.
Like, you fucked me up. And they didn't give him new clothes either.
He got the Digimon Emperor clothes, but that doesn't count. I don't know what. But, so now, Vemon?
Yep.
Vemon is the shit.
I love Vemon. In fact, like, at the time of the... Well, I like all the Digimon associated with this season, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard for me to pick a favorite, but, I mean, I love dragons and stuff, so Vemon was always, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, we'll get to his forms later, so I'm not going to say anything right now, but... Derek Stephen Prince is a really awesome voice actor, and so I liked Vemon's voice. And
it fit his personality. He was basically like Davis in Digimon form.
So I really liked Vemon. Plus he's blue and cool and
yeah, exactly. Fine, I won't talk. Just talk for me.
I just love Vemon. I'm sorry.
I know. I love Vemon too, and I want to talk about it.
No, okay, you can talk.
Like Vemon is like a serious contender for my favorite Digimon, but he's probably my favorite like line of Digivolutions in general.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like I love Vemon. Demi Vemon's adorable as shit. And, like, Flamedramon, Steve Blum, and... Wait, we talk about the stages, like, as we talk about... Right? Well, because you said later, and I thought...
I meant later as in when we're done talking about Vemon as a whole.
Okay. So I guess we'll just do the stages now.
Okay.
So, like I said, Demi Vemon's adorable.
God, I want a plushie of Demi Vemon much. I love that little guy. He's, like, so adorable, and his voice gets all squeaky. I'm like, God damn it, I want to hug you so much.
Do you remember they used to sell those Digimon plushies, like, with a merchandise?
Mm-hmm.
They're like little beanie babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a bunch of those, but I could never find a Demi Vemon one. I don't know if they made one, but I really want one.
I don't think they made one, or else I probably would have like bought 12.
Like I feel like they did, and I was always looking for it. I only have regular Vemon, but oh well. And then Chibomon's pretty cute too. It's like he's like a little blue turd, but he's cute because he's like a ball with a little turd wisp coming off his head.
Demi Vemon's so cute.
I know, you're looking at a picture.
Mm-hmm. And his Japanese name is Chibimon. He's just like, he is the essence of Chibi.
You take what all of Chibi's meaning, put it into a Digimon, it's Demi Vemon. Yeah, for how much I love Demi Vemon.
Oh my god, he's so cute. Oh, that just brought out my gay voice, I'm sorry.
Oh my, yes.
He's just so cute.
So and then onto his armor.
Pixel's
Digimon,
little cheeks.
Oh, Brian, still going on. I just want to talk about Flamedramon, the original Heat Blast.
I love Flamedramon. It's like one of my favorite Digimon designs ever.
He's so badass. He is Heat Blast. It's the same voice. Like it's Steve Blum, but I mean, like I don't think he changed his voice for Heat Blast from Flamedramon.
I don't think he did. He didn't.
The fire of courage. He's such a badass.
Like I love the whole like motif of Flamedramon. Like, just everything is really awesome.
You're just fapping. You need to calm down. I'm using up tissues too fast. Like, just one side note, I don't know where to put this either, is, like, I sort of like the way how they did it, but I also thought it would have been a different way of going about it if they digivolved a champion first and then the two armor stages were two different ultimates. Because it could work.
Yeah, it could work.
Like, I'm not opposed to how they did it, but I just always thought about that. Since, like, the crest represented Ultimate, it just made a little more sense to me.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But yeah, Flamedramon is sex. And then Raidramon was pretty cool, too. He's not quite as cool as Flamedramon, but he was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't mind Raidramon. He's not as cool as Flamedramon, like you said, but he's still cool in his own right.
Yeah.
Plus, I just like how everyone, except for Kari and TK, because they only got one, had like a warrior form and then like a I can ride you form.
Kind of like Frontier.
Yeah.
Except it was like more like, no, because they can't ride anything because they are it. If I was a human, I could totes ride myself. And then we have X-Vemon, who I like his design quite a bit.
What about Magnemon?
Oh yeah, he's cool too.
I love Magnemon.
He's pretty badass.
I don't like him as much as Flamedramon, but just, like, the whole golden armor thing is really, really freaking awesome.
They never used it again.
Nope.
Except, I guess it was only one use. I don't know. But yeah, Magnetron's badass. Now can we talk about XP mode?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense in terms of, like, his growth. He's just, I mean, he's bigger, he's got some wings, and he's got a bigger horn.
Like, there's Vidramon. Have you ever seen that Digimon?
Yeah.
Like, I never connected the two till later, but I'm glad they changed it.
Yeah, I like XVmon more than Vidramon.
Like, I like the name, like, XVmon. Like, I used to be Vmon, no, I'm not. Like, and then I like how he's like, V-laser, and then it shoots an X-laser. That awkward moment. But yeah, I like XVmon. I'm disappointed, like, I like the concept of DNA Digivolution, but I wish we could have at least gotten, like, a concept art or something of what their ultimates would look like.
Right.
Because if you go onto the other spectrum of Vmon, it's Vidramon and, like, Arrow Vidramon. And then there's, like, a cool mega level that's used in Savers, I think, that looks cool for Vmon.
All Force, like, Vidramon?
Yeah, it's like Ultra Force Vidramon. Oh my gosh, I say my name.
It's a Saban name, Ultra Mega Force.
That's great. But he looks cool as a mega. But I'd like to see his actual ultimate.
Yeah.
How are we going to discuss DNA Digivolution since they're two people?
Let's just keep going with the characters and we'll do the DNAs at the end.
Okay, that's good.
That just seems to make the most sense.
Okay. So,
let me get back to my...
I think that covers all Vmon's forms. Yep.
That's my list. Oh, fucking Demi Vmon!
Isn't he adorable?
Oh my god. Alright, so anyway, next on the wiki list is TK, but let's just do Yoli next.
Yeah, that's the way I order him. Yoli was the greatest character in history of film and cinema.
Fuck yeah, she's the sex.
Take that, aerosol. No, I'm kidding. Please don't spray me. I'm just kidding.
Yoli was so stupid.
You know what's weird is that, like, the whole idea behind these three is that they're supposed to be combinations of, like, two Digidestin. And, like, I can see Ty and Davis. I don't see a lot of Matt, because Matt was very calm.
Yeah, I don't see Matt at all.
And Yoli, Davis. I see Izzy.
Because of the glasses?
No, because of the computerness.
Oh,
she's
right,
the one who operated the computer and the glasses. I'm not racist. I have glasses. You have glasses. I'm racist. I hate all three of us. I'm a self-hater. Like, because she was more like Izzy. I mean, she had her moments of, like, she was kind of like Sora and Izzy a little bit. I didn't really get much Mimi for her because she wasn't
Really get Mimi out of anyone in this cast.
Who was it that someone said it was like Mimi? It was in that summary. I feel like it was Davis. I don't know. She compared something with Mimi to one of the characters. It was not Yoli, but I didn't really get that from her. And like Aerosol said, she's just kind of blank and really didn't do much. She wore that like Amelia Earhart hat.
Yeah, her outfit was stupid.
And she did go through that thing where, like, she's like, I don't want to fight. And she's like, we have to kill real Digimon now. And, like, well, last season they killed them all the time because they were trying to kill them. Self-defense. Mm-hmm. It's in the Digi-Law.
Digi-Law.
And I was going to respond to something that wasn't said in the boards, but in her summary, it's Jesse Otaka, I think. Otaku something? I don't know. She said that it didn't make sense for Yoli to get together with Ken, but they had hinted at them.
She had
a crush on her?
Yeah, they hinted at that quite a bit.
Yeah, like, that made a lot of sense to me.
Oh, well, whatever. So,
I'm going to talk about their Digimons now. Yep. Hawkmon and Austin Powers.
I like Hawkmon for what he's worth. I mean,
like, I like their designs of the three new ones. Like, I like Hawkmon's design.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed his British personality.
Hawkmon, no more Digivolve 2.
He
was a mix of, like, Austin Powers and Mr. Owl from the Tootsie Pop.
How many licks does it take, Yoli? How many licks?
That's sexual right there, but...
Oh, God. And then...
Right.
Poromon was pretty adorable. It was like a big feather ball. She was like, oh, Yoli!
Poromon reminds me of Beomon.
Yeah. Their stages are so, like... incesty. Like, they interchange so well. Like, that would have been a better stage for Beomon, and then...
Beomon was closer to Palmon or something, I don't remember.
Yeah, because it's got, like, the plant.
plant bird, I don't...
And then, like, isn't his baby, like, Purumon? It looks like a chicken cup with me. It's like...
It does.
Like, they're like, what do we name this? Let's just replace the O's with U's. All right, Perumon.
Perumon. Okay, Halsamon. The Wings of Love.
Like, that sounds
bad. And it has, like, such a, like, masculine voice.
I know.
And it's Halsamon, the Wings of Love. I'm like, ha! You're weird. But, regardless, Halsamon's pretty neat. It's weird in a sense that it can fly.
Like, cause it's got Hawkmon's wings flopping off the side.
It's the Wings of Love, and he doesn't really have any wings that would actually allow him to fly.
Yeah, he's got, like, a jet propeller on his nose. It's like...
And he's just got, are those even appendages? The Hawkmon-esque arms? Do those even work, or are they just
there? Those are Hawkmon's arms dead.
I don't think they work.
They don't.
And then he's got two different colors of toenails. I don't know what's going on here.
I never noticed that. Must have gotten the manicure too late.
Probably.
And but, then we have Shuriman, the samurai of sincerity.
Samurai. Gold power.
Gold power. Yes, I gotta say it again.
Shuriman was cool, though, mostly just because I like ninjas and shit. But.
Yeah. Like, it didn't really make sense to anything involving Mimi and sincerity at all. Like,
no, it had nothing to do with sincerity. The closest we got is that his appendages looked like vines. That was about all we got on his leaf
it's
cloak.
It's like these weird mutated vine beak hands. They're really kind of creepy when you think about it. Digimon are fucked up. But he was cool. And the voice fit it more and everything. I don't know. And then Aquilamon.
I really like Aquilamon. It's the same reason I like Braviary. Looks I just like giant eagle things.
Like, the thing about Bioman and Hawkmon, I guess, like, we'll mention this probably again when we get to Data Squad, but they're so, like, Aquilamon's the perfect champion form to Garudamon.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think about the Poromon thing until you mentioned it. Like, so I guess we'll just pretend Garudamon is ultimate form since we never got to see one.
Yeah, and that's what it was in Data Squad, so.
Yeah, so I'd like to see. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm drunk.
Right. Kidding.
This is my review. Cody? I didn't... that was the straw. Anyway, sorry. Alright, so we're done with Yoli and all of her cohorts. Cody.
My name's Cody. I smoke a pack a day.
Outside of his voice, and I have no idea who his voice actor is because he has a really weird name.
It's Kid Batman.
There's a couple other Digimon.
Respiratory Mom?
Mimi? Really?
Oh my god.
Cody is Mimi? Oh god, mindfuck.
I'm sorry, we need to take a moment of peace for this mindfuck. Moment of peace? Silence, rather.
Well, that's strange. But regardless, I really like Cody. There was some things that bothered me here and there, because he was, like, the most mature in his show. He's so tiny, so I'm like, you're backwards. But
his head was weird.
He's got that really weird haircut, and Armadillomon's bigger than him, but anyway.
I'm back! Yay!
Yay!
Call pause.
But overall, I like Cody. Mostly, he was one of the most developed characters.
Yeah, Aristotle mentioned that this is one of his other his two favorite elements, and that he was most developed. But unfortunately, he was so bland to be the most developed.
Mm-hmm.
Second most developed. Like, he had a lot of stuff going on with his grandpa, and like the fact that Oikawa knew his dad and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that he actually was the only one to remember Oikawa at the end. Like, hey, remember this guy?
I remember him. No.
Nope. Chuck Testa. But yeah, like, it just seems so weird because Cody's such a, like, a half and half of being really bland, but then also he did a lot.
Yeah.
Compared to the other people, at least. He was very polite.
He was very polite. He was also very tiny. I just keep mentioning how tiny he was.
Not as tiny and cute as Demi Vimon.
But I think he was an interesting character, all in all.
Yeah. Now his Digimons. I guess start at rookie. Armadillomon! Like, I like his design. He probably was my least favorite of the three.
Mm-hmm. He was my least favorite of the three, but I do like him still.
I feel like all he did was walk around and go, "Aw, Cody." I just always said, "Where's Zach?" Are you guys just gonna end up alone like all other child stars? Dark Boys, that's what happened to Matilda Girl. She went to like the mystical land all child stars go if they don't make it.
I looked at her IMDb and she like has she's done nothing. The most recent thing she did was a voice in the latest Thomas the Tank Engine movie.
Yeah. It's funny. Anyway.
Anywho.
About Matilda.
He's voiced by Robert Axelrod, so he's automatically has cool points.
I never knew that.
I don't know either.
Next MarvelCon, I'm going to go up to say Armadillomon Armadigivolve. No? Okay.
Do it. And they'll be like, because he's so old.
I can just picture that too, and it's sad to laugh at, but it's funny at the same time.
I mean, I'm not laughing at the fact that he's old, but it's just, it's kind of depressing because... Well, the weird thing about Robert Axelrod is that the convention pages always use this, like, one, like, headshot.
Uh-huh.
And it's from a while ago.
Yeah.
And so if it's your first time seeing him, you're kind of taken aback because of his age now compared to the pictures that they keep
and
using.
And you feel the need to turn your head to the left when you talk to him? Okay, that was mean. I'm sorry. But it's hard to believe that's Lord Zedd. And you laugh at him and he's like,
he can still do the voice. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He's still
he kind
really
of looks like
actor.
Finster. Like, he should have been Finster when everyone was purified. Especially when he does the voice because he, like, sticks his teeth out. Anyway, about Armadillomon stages.
Oopamon
looks like they ripped Armadillomon's head off because it's got, like, the things.
Tsubumon looks like a radish.
He does look like you pull him up and he's like, "Hey!" Should have named him Radishmon. He's a white radish. He's a waddish. Well, that was corny.
Yeah, it was.
And then we have Digmon, the drill of power.
And drill of knowledge.
This makes him sound smarter. He felt like a poser if he said knowledge, so he decided to scrap it. I like Digmon.
Style. Yeah, I really like Digmon.
Like, it made sense because it... I don't know why I associate... Like, I guess Armadillomon I associate with digging, so I associate him with Drimojamon. And then I associate Izzy's crest with insects, so it made sense.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, it was kind of the perfect blend of Armadillomon's base with insect qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was probably one of the cooler Digi-armors in that aspect.
Yeah.
That it really did combine the basis of, like, Izzy's insect line with Armadillomon.
Yeah, because the only one that other... Because, like, Raidramon did Garurumon's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Flandermon really didn't do much in terms of representing Agumon's evolutions.
Besides fire.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in terms of aesthetically or,
right.
Like... Because none of Agumon's evolutions were, like, that skinny and springy. I guess he could be a little bit Wargreymon-ish.
A little bit.
And then, like, Halsamon flew, but then, we already talked about Shuriamon, but, yeah, he represented it probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, something you don't really, you don't really think about, but it's one of those things you don't notice until you kind of analyze it.
Yeah. Like, I never really bothered looking at it until just now.
Well.
And Samarimon does a really good job, too.
Yeah, like, I feel like he was the least used, because he had to be in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't used as often, but, like, it was a nice blend of making Armadillomon go into the ocean.
Yeah,
and
drill again.
And it represented Gomamon's water aspect really well, too, so I have to give it to Armadillomon for having Digi-armors that make sense.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of that.
I like Samarimon, too. I mean, he has his little top open, and you can climb inside and drive him around.
He's the reliable guardian of the sea. So reliable. Hey, that's Joe. Sorry, Joe.
And Kilomon.
And Kilomon. He's like Armadillomon with spikes.
Basically, I like him.
He looks like he has a bunch of armor on. And ironically, he's not an armored Digivolution. Again, I want to see what the ultimate would look like.
Who knows?
But yeah, I like him.
Let's look. Digivolves to Shikuomon and Magna Angemon.
What?
Right. Okay.
Okay, don't look at that, kids. thought you just sounded like looking at porn. Nope, steer away. Okay, TK? Right,
now TK.
Oh, TK.
TK was pretty much still TK. He was just a little bit older and a little bit smarter.
And he had a little bit less personality. Like, he had... Because I guess being a little kid, you have a little bit more squeaks. What is this?
It's Kevin really
late. Oh, Kevin, you idiot. Get away from me.
It's Kevin really late to the party.
Okay, anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, TK. Like, when you're a little kid character, except for Cody, apparently, you have a little bit more personality and you stand out just from having, like, kid-like qualities. So I guess that's what TK lost from getting older. Jerk. Like, the only standout moments I really remember is him just generally getting really mad around Digimon death or innocent Digimon death because of Angemon.
Yeah.
Which kind of made sense. And, like, he had the pretty badass moment where he, like, punched Ken out. And he threw down. He's like, fuck this bucket hat. The writers have been making me wear it for 25 episodes. And then he punched Ken in the face. But other than that, he was pretty bland and just kind of a... I don't want to say a jerk in the traditional sense, but he's kind of a jerk.
Where do you get jerk from?
I felt like even after Davis was in the group for a while, he always made him feel like Davis and the others kind of feel like left out, even though they were digi-destined now. It's like, lols, I have private jokes with Kari.
Oh, baby. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, I wouldn't really necessarily say he was a jerk, but...
Well, I'm not like a jerk, like going around like, hey, I don't like you, throw his books down. But like, he was just kind of more... He just seemed kind of... I don't know. There's just some vibe I got from him. I don't know.
In the beginning, was he jealous at all?
No, he was just more like, lol, Davis, you don't get to go to the digi world. I'm cool. I felt like... I'll talk about this in Kari too, but I felt like they made a huge deal about them. Not a huge deal. I'm sorry. We're exaggerated. But they made a big deal about TK and Kari, and then in particular like Angemon, and then nothing ever came of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the payoff. Movie, Angemon. What's the purpose? Movie.
Angemon the movie.
But yeah, and then we already talked about his look and his bucket head.
Mm-hmm. Good little bucket hat.
We already covered his Digivolutions, or most of them, last time. Just all we have to really go over is Pegasusmon.
Flying Hope!
I like Pegasusmon.
I like that he's like this epic horse, and then he's got the two little Patamon wings for ears. Cracks me up. Like, I just picture Patamon squished under his horse. Does that mean that Patamon's just a really fat winged Pegasus?
Maybe. I don't know.
But he looks cool.
Yeah, I liked him. Like, I really wish we would have seen, like, another form for Patamon in terms of Digi-Armors, but...
It was just basically a problem because there wasn't more crests, unless you count that, like, Crest of Destiny or whatever from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, really.
Yeah.
Well, give me a second, and we'll see if there's anything said about Cody or TK on the boards. Oh, well, okay, comment from Chris. TK was cool. Okay. trying to find something. Value. TK got blandified, thank you, Kiefer. Now Ryan's chronicling his blog. Okay, so, done with TK?
Yeah.
Alright, it's time for Kari.
Whatever, I don't know.
She had a camera, that was for sure. And she wore a weird, like, spandex stripper outfit. That was fun.
Her outfit was so, like, jacked up.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with her. And she didn't even get a new one. Whoa, that was a weird noise. She basically kind of extended off of her character in the first season where she was kind of, like, young but wise, but this time she's just wise.
Right.
Like, she didn't have much character, but she was kind of, you know... She was Kari.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one episode I watched, it was like 5 or something, where it really made me mad, where Davis was making fun of his sister... And, like, she goes up and she's like, I can't stand anyone that makes fun of their brother or sister. I'm like, so everybody? Like, who does? I mean, sure, there's probably some that aren't like that, but most brothers and sisters tease each other to an extent. So that was a bit extreme. I mean, sure, it's Japan and they're pretty much Boy Scouts over there. But, like, it just didn't make any sense.
She was. It was her time of the month, and
that's Chris apparently. Here calls Karya Mary Sue. Who made the new Mamon love her. Here,
she kind of was though. Like Kari's kind of the reason like Yoli was so useless.
Yeah,
because Kari was just like the better female.
Kari was perfect.
So Yoli was just kind of like, I'm stupid.
And everyone who meets her just wants to immediately have sex with her. Like, dude, she's like 12. Like, back off, Joe's dad. But they did have that weird story with the Dark Ocean stuff, which I was watching that thing to get a better understanding of that. I guess it was just a drop plot line that they were going to go more in depth with how Ken got evil there and something, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I always felt like that was a larger story about Kari being kind of like Jesus. Like her, like both her and TK were so like they just didn't use it. They're supposed to be like, oh, and they just start glowing and kill everything. That's how Angemon rolls.
Kari was like, Jesus.
That's how we roll in the Shire. Okay. So we already talked about all of her digivolutions except for Nefertimon. Would have been a kick. Go ahead.
I didn't like Nefertimon all that much, honestly, but
if Goatmon if Goatmon if Gatomon would have been a rookie, Nefertimon would have been the perfect champion stage to bridge between her and between Gatomon and Angemon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they thought of it too late. We're like, oh, where do we put this? Oh, yeah, armor digivolve. That's cool, bro.
Right.
Like, her attack can teach people other languages. Rosetta Stone. Like, honestly, whenever I see that commercial, I hear her go, Rosetta Stone! In the Japanese version, I'm pretty sure they don't have this problem. In the American version, there's a lot of screwing up with the ADR with attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll frequently do they'll have one or two attacks and they'll say the wrong name, or that time Flamedramon fired Fire Rocket and said, Flamedramon, the fire of courage. Like, wrong line.
You're doing it wrong, dude.
Yeah. Like when they say warp digivolve when he digivolves the Magna Angemon. Whoops. But yeah. Now we get to the meat of the story. Ken. Itchy Joji.
Ken Itchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a good place to talk about this, because people asked me to mention this. Let me just find Chris's post. About Ken's background, it's all kind of confusing, I think more so for our audience, because we didn't have the games, unless we did, and I just spaced it.
No, we didn't.
Not
these ones, anyway.
Like, his story was confusing. I felt like they were trying to go several different directions with it. I fucking went on the wrong page. I felt like there was a million different explanations of why he went evil. Like, it was the Dark Ocean, it was the Dark Spore, and where the Dark Spore came from. Like, they made it sound like it was Okinawa. I mean, Oikawa, but it was from this Millennium Mon attack. Where is your post, Chris? Let me see your face. Where are you? There you are. No, you're not. It's not you. Well, I mean, that was your first you. Anyway, basically, it's after the second movie, where Diablomon closes into the digital world, Ryo and Ken follow him, and Millennium Mon is apparently Ryo's true partner that we're talking about. Of course, ours, Ryo. And he splits the world in two, causing them each go on each side. And he spends the time getting the digi eggs and / digimantles ready. When Millennium Mon was defeated, basically, from what I understood from Chris's post and from when I watched the summary and the background, is that when Ken first went to the digital world, when he met Wormmon, he traveled around with Ryo, who was already there. And Ryo is a main character from the games.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had adventures, and they fought this Millennium Mon guy, and when he exploded, all the spores came out, and one of them got in his neck. And, like, this was really confusing for us, because we were just shown small footage from that time, and then especially next season, it was all very confusing, and I personally don't like to consider that part canon. I mean, in terms of Ryo being there, and just, it's generally confusing. And there's, like, a thing that says V-Mon was Ryo's partner first, which is total lies, because V-Mon's only loyal to Davish.
Davish.
And then, of course, Ryo went on later to, you know, make the RR site, like Chris said.
Well, I mean, I think what happened there is, it was something about, like, Millennium Mon caused a split.
Yeah.
And so Ryo got shoved into the Tamers universe.
Yeah, into the alternate universe.
And so he's just he's screwed. His parents are never seeing him again.
Yeah. But then he apparently had time to go become like a Digimon card champion. Whatevs.
Whatevs, man.
That whole explanation just confuses me. And the whole, here's the thing, is I love Ken's story, but it also bugs me at the same time that he was a Digidestined at some point, which we'll get to that with the international one, is that it takes away from the original eight. Like, why was he just randomly chosen at some point in time?
Yeah, I don't really understand exactly.
Like, it's all very confusing. Like, basically, 01 had this nice, smooth canon, and then Season 2 just took, a dildo and just screwed around with it and, smeared it everywhere, dirty paint. On to Ken. Ken had a really dark story, and after I watched that, after I watched that retrospective, I was left actually kind of in a somber, depressed mood just from how depressing his story is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
His brother died, and he was, the favorite, and so no one ever liked Ken. And so then he thought he'd supplement it by becoming an evil dictator.
when I get depressed, that's what happens. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go rule a digital land.
I just pictured Brian in a Digimon Emperor. Great. It was funny, because I always mentioned the summary, but she said that they insinuated that Ken was there when Sam was hit. And then, there was a pause, and I was like, man, Ken pushed him. But then she was like, which means he witnessed it. I'm like, oh, she didn't go as far as I did. I thought maybe Ken pushed him, but... oh, man. And apparently the Dark Spore gave him his super intelligence. I forgot about that small detail.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, but Ken was definitely the most developed character.
Yeah.
And the most interesting. A lot of people, it's his favorite. He's, one of my favorites in the list of people, but I still like Davis better because he's much more upbeat and doesn't make me depressed in the evening.
Yeah, I don't really think Ken's my favorite character ever or anything like that.
He's probably in a list of people I just throw you in a bag if you're in my contenders of top 10.
Right.
Well, we're coming back to a bag. Anyway, as Aerosol mentioned, and it was a neat idea to see a Digidestined use his powers for evil.
Mm-hmm.
And turn the ability of the Digivice to allow Digimon to digivolve inside out into stopping them from digivolving.
Yeah.
And then they never really explained it, but I guess he hacked his so that he could use it on Agumon when he kidnapped him. Poor Agumon, he never did anything to anybody.
Never did anything wrong.
Except that one time he stole that cookie, but he was sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know. I feel like there's so much to say about Ken, but I'm drawing a blank.
I don't really think there's honestly too much to say. Mm-hmm. He just kind of went through the typical redemption story.
Yeah. He set it up perfectly for you.
I see what you did there. Derp.
And I didn't really realize this either until I was thinking about this and doing the summaries for this or whatever, but I guess he was tricked too and he thought it was a game at first. He didn't think the digital world was real.
Yeah, I don't remember.
When I first started watching that summary and thinking about when I was going to talk about this, I was like, oh, that'll be interesting to draw a comparison between Ken and you. Just because Ken was evil, but and you was evil, but he thought it was a game, so he really wasn't evil. But then Ken thought it was a game also?
I didn't think Ken thought it was a game. I understand. I read that just now, but...
I think it was less of a game in the sense that you was playing, but I think he just more so thought it was just digital creatures and they didn't have, souls.
Nah, I don't know.
But one interesting thing is I never noticed until recently, which I feel kind of stupid, is that his, hair and glasses are based off of Sam's when he was the Digimon Emperor.
Oh. I didn't know that. Yeah.
His brother was a jerk, though.
Kind of.
He took his Digivice. It was his. This is mine. I'm obviously the chosen one. No.
No.
Anakin's jealous older brother. No one knows about. Panakin. I don't know.
Panakin.
I don't know. He panics all the time. So I guess talk about the Digimon now. His Digimon, I mean.
Yeah, why not?
Wormmon's a pretty adorable little.
I love Wormmon. Like, I hate bugs, but goddamn, he's adorable.
I know, he's so loyal. When he died, I was like, don't be so mean to him.
And his voice.
I know, he's like, okay, I can't even do it. That wasn't even close.
I know.
Neither of us are. You sounded more like Stingmon going, aww. But I like Wormmon. He's really adorable, and I wish I had a plush of him as well.
I know I had a plush of the guy right below Kinomon, or I don't have the page open yet.
It's Moodymon and Leafmon.
Oh, Leafmon. Minomon, then. Yeah, that one. I was close. I said Kino, not Mino. Whatever.
Okay.
Little Pineco, dude.
That's a weird stage. Oh. Drop something.
Minomon's pretty much Leafmon, except his leaf turned into a pine cone and went on his butt. And
that's
he lost
exactly
the binky and got a mouth.
Like, Leafmon's pretty adorable. It's like a little baby leaf. It's
and he's
leaf
got a fucking umbrella. Like, he's always protected against the rain.
Always be prepared, man.
Always.
Use protection.
Yep.
Stingmon's pretty cool.
I like Stingmon. He's like, got Wormmon's them, like, this laser jabber things.
Wormmon's like this, like, fat, like, adorkable worm. Yes, who digivolves into, like, this badass, like, bug warrior.
Yeah.
He's verging on the concept of Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'd like to see the ultimate, which could technically be Dino Beamon, just remove the Beamon elements.
Dino Beamon to me always seemed like Pyeldramon, except with Stingmon more in control.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what it seemed like to me.
That's what it is, basically. They didn't do them for everyone else.
That's how it worked in one of the Digimon World games. Because it was DNA between Stingmon and XVmon, but Stingmon initiated it. Anyway.
Apparently Stingmon never initiated it, if you know what I mean. So,
there's Jewel Beamon. That looks like a chick, though. That's weird.
Well, his like, using his Digi-Egg of kindness, it becomes like Poochimon. It's like a little pink dog. It's weird.
Poochimon.
That's another thing, is why did he have a crest? He wasn't original Digi-Destin.
I don't know why he got a crest, honestly.
I'm so protective of the originals.
Like, I mean, I'm not, like, pissed he had a crest. I just don't understand, like, why exactly he had a crest.
It had to be destroyed so that he couldn't ultimate Digivolve.
Yeah.
I think
he could have Digivolve normally because it broke.
What do you mean? Ty smashed it. He was pissed that everyone else had to give up their crests.
Poochimon is a little fairy shit.
A little fairy shit?
Well, look at it. It's like...
I've seen it.
It's like the gay Digimon mascot.
Oh my, yes. Anyway. So I guess before we talk about the older kids, should we stick DNA Digivolution here?
Yes, we should.
Okay, here's the thing. Pyeldramon, I can honestly see him being the ultimate for just XVmon. I don't see very much Stingmon. Like, I can see it, but they could easily, like, phase it out.
I can see where you're coming from by phasing it out. I mean, I see the Stingmon in there, but I can see where you're coming from by if they just change some things, you wouldn't be able to know. Like, just change his shoulder pads a little bit, and you got something new.
Let me go look at it really quick, because I want to point out something. You can continue talking.
The only Stingmon I really see in Pyeldramon is just kind of like the fact that it's green, his shoulder armor's having the spikes, and he's got the little pointy things on his wrist.
Yeah, like...
That's really about it.
Yeah, because he's all Vemon, pretty much. Like, they could just change the colors around, and it could easily be his ultimate form.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Sylphimon... Sylphimon's creepy as shit when it talks in unison. Those two voices.
Yeah.
But Sylphimon could work the same way, just remove the cat elements.
Well, the thing about Sylphimon is if you remove the cat elements, you got, like, a completely different Digimon.
Well, you could...
Well, I mean, I guess it's just change, like, the head you're talking about. Just,
like
those cat ears.
Yeah, just change them to feathers.
Well, looking at it now, I hardly notice any cat in Sylphimon. Okay.
Yeah, like...
For some reason, Sylphimon looked different in my head.
Do you
I don't
think
know
it had
why.
Giant cat feet?
I don't know what I was thinking exactly, but...
I don't
buy it as an evolution for Aquilamon. Yeah. I still think Garudamon's a better fit despite belonging to Bergermon, but...
Yeah, it's just... You mean Garudamon? You said Aquilamon. I don't buy it as an evolution of Aquilamon either.
Aquilamon.
Okay. I don't buy it, but, like, I could easily see... Especially the next one, I could be Digivolved from anything. But, like, you could easily just make them their ultimates.
Mm-hmm.
Shakuaman.
I hate this son of a bitch. I hate this thing so
ugly motherfucker.
Much. She's like, I'm a clay doll. I'm like, how do we get you out of Ankylosaurus and an angel? How?
It's the angel element combined with the armor of Armadillomon. Like the armored aspect. I mean, Ankylomon. But done horribly wrong. And creepy. I feel like it's just empty inside. I think it's just Armadillomon and Patamon, like, piloting it.
He's a Dogu thing.
Yeah, like, here's the thing.
I don't like him.
Like, about DNA Digivolution, I liked the concept. Like, I liked those fresh and new concepts they brought to it. But I almost would have rather just done it old school. Personally.
I mean, I don't mind the concept, and I think I like it because it was different.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think that they should have did it old school either, but Shakuaman, really? I hate this thing. Oh,
here's what would have made me happy. They could have done it, but then also given us ultimates. Why not?
Because that would have defeated the purpose of doing it.
At least show us. I want to see the drawings, Brian. So I know what they look like. They just stop at champion, and then they have to go find a Gatomon or a Stingmon to move on with their lives.
Like, Shakuaman's the only one I have a problem with because it doesn't look like what it should be. I don't know what it should be either.
Like,
but
I just see that I see the angel with like the more armored element, but I definitely see like it's just ugly.
But I mean, like you mixed little tiny cat with giant ass eagle, and I guess if you sort of take the angelic elements from Gatomon, I can kind of see how you get Sylphimon. But the one that works best is Pyildramon.
Yeah, even though he's completely XPmon, pretty much. what was I gonna say? But it was kind of neat seeing like the Digidestin had to bond and it was like a four way thing.
Yeah,
like TK and Kari's. Wait, Kari and Yoli's and Davis and Ken seem to mean more like they literally said in the show that TK and Cody were just waiting around for it to happen.
Like, man, sure will work eventually. Shakuaman. Damn it!
It didn't work because we didn't have any heart.
Shakuaman just like going. Brrr. Cody's like, TK, what did we do?
Oh my god, he sounds even creepier.
Now he's a rapist. Too.
Cody went on to become a rapist. That's the new prologue. That's the log I mean. Now, when you get to Pyildramon digivolving, I don't see Stingmon at all. That could easily be Vmon's Mega, especially when you get into fighter mode.
Yeah, I mentally use that as Vmon's Mega all the time, so.
Yeah, like.
That's the thing that's like basically, I mean, most of the. In fact, all of the Stingmon elements were gone.
Yeah.
And all that's left was the Vmon elements because he was the base.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I like Imperial Dramon. I don't particularly like the. The whatever mode this is? Normal mode?
Dragon mode?
Dragon mode, is that what it is? I don't know.
That's what it says on the wiki.
Okay.
I'm not smart or anything.
I like it. I like the way it looks, but I just love fighter mode so much.
Yeah.
That I just don't really like the other one.
Yeah, because it seems odd that you would have a. This is a shake it up wiki. Anyway, it seems odd that you would have such a. Like a. More of a transportation Digimon for the final. Level.
Yeah.
But they did that for World Tour where they all just like ported in him. It was kind of creepy. So he's like Waymon, but cool.
But I love fighter mode a lot. It was one of my favorite Digimon designs and still is one of my favorite Digimon designs.
Yeah. He's badass.
Not as cool as Paladin mode, but.
Paladin mode's all white.
Because Paladin mode gets a badass color scheme plus a sword.
You know, there's a fun fact.
Kaiza comes with a sword.
Fine, no fun facts then. I'll just read the Shake It Up wiki. No, is it also apparently what we got from that fake old fan thing again? Is that the writers apparently, I don't know if it's true or not, toyed around with the idea of them also DNA digivolving with the originals a little bit, mm-hmm. like mixing it up, which I really wouldn't have liked.
They're trying to shake it up.
Yeah, like yes, exactly. Like, I guess it's so torn because I like DNA digivolution in this season with the three. Except for, like, the way some of them turned out. Like, I like the idea of it, but I didn't want to see it expanding on it. Like, Digicross makes more sense. in the fact like that they would keep mixing a bunch of people. Like, if they started doing it with the original kids, it would just seem kind of odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just want to see their ultimates, okay? But I'm glad they didn't do that, is my main point.
What if my mental Vemon lines was Vemon, Flame Dramon, Magnemon, Imperial Dramon?
That makes sense.
It was pretty awesome.
But see, they could have solved my problem if they'd X Vemon as champion and then, like, Flame Dramon, Ray Dramon, and Magnemon were just ultimates. If they just used the Digi Eggs in place of crests.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, okay, fine. You're just more cool. Fine. Be a cool kid on the school
yard. Mine is more cool. I was the cool kid on the school yard.
Because you're like, check out my mental Digimon list. And then they all started like, it's funny that you had those too. Like, I'm just making up all these scenarios in my head. Like, man, I'm such a fucking nerd. What are we studying? Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be paying attention.
I'm sitting here trying to make random Digimon Digivolution lines. And...
literally what I did in class when I got bored. Sitting there doing math, I'm like, alright, Vemon Digivolves too.
Like, it wasn't that I didn't like XVmon, it's just I loved Flamedramon so much, so, like, my personal Vemon digivolved to Flamedramon.
Brian had a Vemon when you were little? Lucky? My partner's frickin' Deuterimon. The little junior guy from the end.
Junior guy. Alright, so, move along to the old guys?
Yeah, the old guys. And these guys are so old, they need to be put in the retirement home.
I don't really know what to say about him, really. I mean, Izzy remained to be tech support, and...
yeah.
That's all, really.
Joe is just kind of more experienced, and they're all basically more mentor-y.
Yeah.
And Ty gave away his goggles.
They were kind of like the returning actors in Gokaiju.
Yeah, that's exactly...
and like, they appeared, they did some things, and then they'd go away for a little bit longer, and then they would do some more things. And
like, I feel like the digital world should have used their experience to help save it. Nope. Chuck Testa.
But they did...
Go ahead.
Could they even digivolve?
They could digivolve to champion after the Spires were gone, and they got the power up for Ultimate and Beyond later from Genii again.
Okay.
I don't know. What was this mess about... like, they got called back sometime between that and, like, the second movie or something, and they gave up their crest power to, like, protect the digital world from all evil. Didn't work. What?
Huh?
Like, I just didn't understand that. They ruined the purity of 01.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm drunk, no. They talked about it. When Genii came back, he talked about how the reason they couldn't digivolve the Ultimate is because they got called back to the digital world, like, a little bit after the first series, and they were supposed to give up their crest power to create, like, a... it's like this wall of rainbow protectioniness.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
No, I kind of remember it now, sort of.
But then they got their power back later. But, I don't know. Like, they were around more in the World Tour arc, which is one of the good things about that arc for me, was seeing them use their other stages and stuff, and just be around in general.
Makes sense.
Breathing. I just finished my sentence, you go. But I'm glad we got to see him.
Yeah, I'm glad they were there. It would suck if they weren't there.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, man, we got fired. I feel like they're fired. They didn't get cool new digivices.
Oh, well. Poor guys.
Now, where do we talk about these international fucks?
Right here is fine, I guess. I don't really remember anything about them.
I don't remember anything other than Betamon being the first evolution of Seedramon. And then there's, like, fat Koreans that had, like, the Clammon becomes the Octopusmon. And then there was somebody with a Gatsumon that digivolved into a Monochromon. I think she was Mexican.
Yeah, she was a little Spanish girl.
Somebody had Merimon and Frigimon. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't like that. Like, I liked the traveling around and, like, the originals being more involved. I didn't like the concept of international Digidestin. Like, it took away from the speciality of being a Digidestin, in particular from the first group and such. Like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I like the concept, but I agree that it made no sense.
Like, what were they,
like,
doing this
where
whole time?
Were they when the other people were working their ass off? I mean, where they weren't there, obviously. I mean, did this happen after? Why did it happen after? Like, that's just what I don't understand.
Yeah, like,
what exactly, how, it was never, as far as I remember, never explained, like, where they got their Digimon from, why they got their Digimon. I mean, like, the original kids seen the battle with Greymon and Parrotmon, so that's how they were chosen, because they knew about it, and apparently if you know about it, you get a Digivice.
And because they gave their energy to Greymon or whatever.
Yeah. They're like, I love you, Greymon.
The final battle in 4 seconds. or the first battle, I guess. Yeah, like, and then they were the eight chosen people, and they saved the digital world. And then all of a sudden, they're just handing them out like candy. Like, hey, little Mexican girl, you get a Gatchamon.
I mean, like
first-gen Digivice.
Like, I like the concept of traveling around and seeing, meeting other Digidestin. I just really wish it was explained better how and why they have what they have exactly.
Like, I thought it was fun and kind of cool to see who they would get and, like, see something like the rookie stage of Seedramon, but I just didn't like them being so many of them. That's like, all of a sudden, well, that's a bad example, so there'd be a bunch of Power Rangers around, because there is, technically. But it just, it takes away from the speciality of it, I thought.
I mean, I understand what you mean.
Especially if they didn't do anything. That's like Ken. Like, where the fuck? No. Sorry.
Ken was too busy being an asshole.
The club's closed. It's eight kids. So the eighth child, all of a sudden there's a ninth child, a tenth child, 11th, 12th, 27th.
I like, it's just one of those things I really wish was explained a little bit better. One of those concepts that they had that they didn't branch out well.
Zero Two is like all writer movies where they're like, they just have all these good ideas and then they just throw them all into one pot. Instead of saving them for later.
Mm-hmm. Like, a good concept with that would have been kind of in a different season completely, but just like a, kind of, not a world takeover or anything, but just everything kind of expanding.
Yeah.
Like, it would have made a good concept for a show.
Yeah.
Or even maybe a sequel to this, I don't know exactly. But just like something to where the Digimon were spreading to other parts of the world and there needed to be other kids to help protect those sections of the world.
Yeah, that actually would have been a good sequel series. It's like a whole war is going on throughout Earth and a bunch of different kids had to be chosen.
Like, that would have been a really interesting concept to work with, and it was probably what they were going for. It was just, they just condensed that entire concept into like a 5-episode arc or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work how it was supposed to work, I think.
But even, like, if I accept that, I don't accept or like the fact at all that everybody got a partner at the very end. I didn't like that.
That was... the prologue doesn't... The prologue's not canon. Let's move on.
Sorry. Let's upset you.
My V-mon declared the prologue not canon.
Okay, your V-mon did you evolve to Flamedramon? And then messed me up.
But yeah, I mean, they were there.
Yeah. So, do we villain? Yeah, no, is there allies? There is allies. Sorry.
There is. I thought we were doing allies.
Genii.
Oh, we were doing side... Okay, whatever. Genii hit it because I don't remember him.
Okay, I'm trying to find his page on here. I'm looking at villains and it just goes family to Digidestin and then note. And then digital world. Let me just search him quick. Like, I have some stuff to say, but I want to make sure I don't get it wrong. Like, I can just see people be like, God, you're a total nub. Oh, God, there's too many people with the name J. That's not how you spell Genii? Oh, it's the G. That's right. Yo, what's up, G? Genii. Genii. Okay, there he is, all old. Hold on. Okay, Genii, basically, he turned young, and he split into 8, is it? Well, I'm asking nobody.
Well, yeah, I think it might have been 8. I don't remember the number exactly.
It seems right here on his page, at some point he called the Digidestin back to the digital world to ask them to give her the power of their crest to add another layer of protection to the digital world. Both layers didn't work. Man, see, they're not 100% effective. It says that right on the label.
It broke.
in the dub it says he used Digivitamins and that's how he became young. Yeah, it's 8. Fake old fan made a good point, is that if you divide all the digi years Genii is old by 8, like, you get like somebody roughly that age.
That's interesting. Makes
sense. Yeah, like, she says that's not explained or anything, but it makes sense. And I guess he was a human that first discovered the digital world and like
he became a self-protector, and he's the one who made the Digidestin. But he just kind of took a background role and showed up to explain some weird shit, but not really explain it.
Right.
But yeah,
he was there. Didn't like all eight of them have like a different accent?
I think so. They were all different. One of them did karate or some shit, and like beat up. That was fun.
He's like, I'm a Jedi from Italia. I'm like, what?
It's me, Jenna. You spell my name with a G. You idiot.
You spell a name by the fucking...
No, I'm a Borat. Why you shrink this woman? You don't shrink me, gypsy. Make up my day, Jew. No, I didn't mean that. Like, Kevin would be like, God, you're a racist. Anyway, that was Kevin. Apparently sounds like a random surfer dude.
Apparently.
That was the only ally. So now villains. Digimon Emperor technically be first, but we covered him in Ken.
Yep.
So...
Team Rocket?
Yes. Jesse, like, her backstory... No, I was kidding. Okay, our Kennymon and Mummymon... Like, they just like Team Rocket, like I said, they started off serious, and then they just went stupid.
Yeah. Like, I liked them at first. I mean, they were threatening. They had, like, a dynamic to them.
Dynamic.
But I don't... It just kind of... It did something. I don't know what happened exactly.
And there was something about... I keep coming back to that summary, but I learned a lot of facts from it. But, like, something about how Oikawa created him from, like, himself. And so then, technically, Mummymon's crush would be incestuous.
Kind of.
And that
That's
all the babies were a figment of Angelic... Oh, wait. No. I don't know. Like, they were kind of funny at times, but... I hate when, like, a serious threat turns into stupid.
Yeah.
And they could, like... They're human and then not human? I don't know.
I didn't really know what was going on with them. I liked both of them, though, overall. I just didn't like what they eventually turned into.
Yeah.
Could have been a little bit more thought up.
And then you have Black War Greymon here. Alright, that's all that needs to be said.
Like, I like him just by the sole purpose that he is a Black War Greymon.
And he's Steve Blum.
So and he's voiced by like... Steve Blum. So...
Steve Blum. Sorry. I couldn't resist. Should have known, Brian. Should have known. But back to what's her face. She said that she thought his story was boring and tedious, which I can see to an extent, but I actually found it quite interesting.
I thought it was interesting, too. I mean, I might have to rewatch it to get a better grasp on things, but from what I remember liking it just because I like those kind of characters.
Yeah, like a anti-hero type.
Yeah.
Like
kind of like a Ecliptor a little bit.
Like, she basically boiled it down to sort of tedium, and I can see that. Like, I can see if you're watching this all again... And maybe not having as much like love for it is the tedium of the Control Spires and just like how repetitive Adventure 2 episodes were with Control Spires and Destiny Spores,
yeah.
Whatever they were, stones. That's it. But like his story was really tragic. Like he was searching for an answer to a question, and there was no answer.
Right.
He wanted to know why he was created. There really wasn't. I mean, Arukenimon created him to destroy the Digidestin, but he had no purpose really. And it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, I agree that he didn't have a purpose. He was just there to wreck
like,
things.
Like, there was
he
no
didn't
answer.
He really want to wreck things. He was just...
Like, there was no answer. Like, it was just really sad. It's like a robot. And, like, he made that sacrifice.
At least I bought his D-Arts.
Shut up! Trying to save money, and then he's, like, $1 million. He's sitting there with the Tajador effects part laughing. Like, it's just War Greymon with Tajador wings drunk laughing at me. And he made that sacrifice to close the Digigate, and then they just totally didn't care. Like, oh, he sacrificed himself. Blow open the Digigate with Digivices next episode. That's what happened.
Yep.
True facts.
True chiz. Or chiz, or whatever the fuck it's supposed
true
to be.
Chiz. It's chiz.
It's true jizz now.
True jizz. So then, Damemon... Unless you're not ready to move on.
I'm ready.
Like, there's not a whole lot to say about him other than he could have been a lot more of an interesting, like, final villain. Like, it's one of those things where they started a potential and then just killed it off, and he apparently knew where the spores came from. Yeah, but he played the video game, I guess. But, I don't know. That was just kind of a drop plot point.
Yeah. He doesn't even exist to me. Like, he was there and then gone.
Brian made his own Vemon line.
My Vemon killed him.
He's gone. He doesn't even.
My Vemon killed him as Demi Vemon. That's what happened.
Oh. Demi Vemon kills everything.
He's like, the end button.
He's like this set of three have like the lamest attacks?
Yeah.
Like, everyone except Goemon had, like, a signature energy projectile or something. Vemon's V-Headbutt. Hawkmon flicked his feather at people. And Armadillomon just, like, rolled at him or scratched. And Wormmon was like, sticky nuts.
Wormmon used string shot.
Then we have Oikawa. Man, his story is depressing, too.
You're telling me.
Like, it's just like, that's why I was so depressed.
He's like, I hate life and I lost everything.
And, like, him and Cody's dad were gay lovers and his dad kept them apart. Like, why would you stop them from being friends? It's such a Japanese thing. It's something I never noticed until you get older when you watch this and, like, so much, like, Japanese people are just, like, totally anal. And they just, like, flip out when they get older and become kids. But his story was pretty dark and interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that he just wanted to go to the digital world and he never made it was sad.
I'm Momoto!
I want Moto?
It was like, I'm almost there, and then no.
Oh, yeah. And then he got this... Oh, no, we're just making noises. What do you think of Okinawa? Damn it! Oikawa, and we're just going. I don't know. He was just
he was a relatable character in the fact that you just felt bad for him.
Yeah, he was a really good villain,
and like
really
he couldn't help
villain.
What he did because he wasn't himself. So at the end of things, you just felt really sorry for him.
He probably was like. This season, I just give him credit. They did a good job on really developed villains.
Yeah.
Because they were human. Like, if I think about it, as good as some other parts of other seasons were, a lot of them were Digimon that really had no motivation.
Yeah.
I mean, they had motivation, but they were just a strict, I'm evil, smash me! Not me. Smash you, sorry. Sorry, Cookie Monster. I didn't mean to bastardize you there. Trying to find more comments, because I've been slacking on this. Rio says, let's just get the ball rolling. Oh, wait. Sorry. Hold on a second.
Has worked towards one solution.
I guess I'll get more into it, like, at the finale. Or in resolution.
Okay.
That gives me more time to blaze off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we'll just talk about Maudismon quick.
There really isn't too much to say, because he was still kind of the same asshole he was in the first season.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, his plan was kind of somewhat interesting.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of interesting to find out that, like, in that one sense, that everything that's been going on since the beginning is all because of one dude.
Yeah.
But we pretty much actually already talked about anything we would say back in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, he's Maudismon. There really isn't really too much else to say besides the fact that he's Maudismon.
He does Maudismon shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what will be next then?
Gear? I
think it's like gear and then concept.
Yeah.
Okay. So they all got spiffy new color coded digivices because everyone kept swapping them in the last season, I guess.
I like these ones. I like the design.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say they're my favorite, but they're my most, like, nostalgic, because those are the ones we played with the most. And I totally forgot to be shaking one the whole time we were doing the summary. Next time, guys. But, like, I like them, and I like that they got color-coded and more personalized.
Yeah.
Like, poor old Digidestin didn't get them. And they gave him more functions, I guess. He got an upgrade. Digiworld's like Apple. They just keep upgrading.
And, this season, they also had the little, like, palm Eternals. Pilots.
I have one of those toys that just is like a Digi Dex. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd that you need two devices in the season to be a Digidestin. Like, really? Why couldn't the Digivices have held the eggs?
I don't know why the Digivices didn't hold the eggs. That would have made more sense. It considering helped. Izzy made the D-terminals, but...
Yeah, and, like, the actual device in real life that they held eggs.
Yeah.
Take that. I'm more powerful than them. But, yeah, like, they really weren't used much after Armored Digivolution kind of took a backseat, except for communication.
Right.
Who the hell... I felt like... Somebody just randomly got one. No, not like a random person, but I mean, like, it seemed odd that one of the new kids would have it so fast. Maybe that's just me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying anymore either. We like got pushed back? What?
What?
So, I guess concepts?
Yeah, I really like the concepts here.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Like, I mean, I like the concept of armor and the DNA digivolutions just to make it not season one.
Yeah.
And I mean, they took elements from season one, just like the normal digivolving, and then just kind of made their own unique little gimmicks to kind of push itself along as something independent.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I do like both of the concepts. I don't know if they were entirely executed as well as they could have been, but I think overall I do like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
Like, I definitely agree. Like, they kept it fresh. Fresh. Like, I love the Armored Digivolution concept, mainly because we got some cool Digimon, and like, I'm kind of sad they kind of died out after they got their champions. Like, it also would have been kind of cool if they would have done champion and ultimate versions of them. Like, have XVmon use it and Vmon.
Yeah.
To expand, if they didn't go the DNA direction, like... And like I said with the DNA thing before, is that I like it, but then I also... I just basically wish I could see what they would look like normally, just so it's... I feel like it's an incomplete dictionary in my head.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, I like that they kept it, like, different, and they gave them some new ways, and, like, how Armor Digivolve basically is, like, a cheating way of going around it. So that was cool, and I liked that.
Yeah, because I like how it gave them a concept to where the other Digimon couldn't normally Digivolve.
Yeah.
And so they had to use this new method.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of was a plot device also to get rid of the originals.
Yeah. Which is disappointing in a way, but...
Die!
Makes sense for what needed to be done.
Where's Kudo Taiki? Oh, wait, he hasn't been invented yet.
Damn it.
I think I have to wait like 8 years to talk about Kudo Taiki. I'm so depressed.
It's okay.
Okay, I think the next... Oh, music.
Yep.
We gotta talk about how awesome the music is. The main theme is my favorite iteration. They added Armor Digivolve. That's so much better than the first one.
So much better than Warp Digivolve.
They should have added DNA Digivolve. They did have that little voice in the sequence, but not in the thing.
Yeah.
Opening. But, like, seriously, it's the same theme. They just, like I said, they just changed that. Instead of Digivolving the Champion and Ultimate, it was Champion and Armor. But I really like all the original songs we get. Like, of course we have to mention it.
This series season, had a lot more than the first season did.
Yeah. And a lot more than any season after it, here, at least.
Yeah. They stopped the whole lyrical things after the season, I think.
Like... You got... Well, I feel like Hey Digimon made a few appearances in this
season. Yeah, Hey Digimon was there a couple times. You had Run Around, which was pretty much the best song ever.
Run Around is the greatest song of all time. You run around. I totally blasted that from my car. I was running around town like, I run around.
Cool. What else? It was Going Digital in this season?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That's on the soundtrack. I was also blasting that. Digital. Whoa. That was a good song, too. And they also have the Here We Go song for when they go into Digiport.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, Wondiga? Something
about being super fly or something.
Yeah.
It was so hip.
I like that song, too.
Such a hip song.
No, I'm not crazy. No, you. I don't know. But I love all the songs in it.
What about Let's Kick It Up?
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's not on the soundtrack, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's right after we got the power, which I don't know if that was in season two or not.
Oh, is it Let's Kick It Up?
Yeah.
I guess I just always skip it for some reason. Because I'm tired. I don't want to hear the, we're the kids in America, whatever the fuck else is on there.
That's at the beginning.
There's a bunch of random songs on them, like, get away from me, you're not Digimon. Like, you're an All-Stars on there. Oh, shoes, yeah. Let's run around. Come on, everyone, do it with us. Start running. It's like, we should do an exercise show with the song. Fuck yeah, they are.
Okay, that's all you get.
No! Take it. Make it sure they say run around. God.
Whoa, man. Fuck yeah, we do.
I love that song. Could like hardcore dance to this shit. I'm gonna film a video of Dawson hardcore dancing to run around.
I guess we're just gonna listen to the song for this segment, so.
But yeah, I love the music in this season. I always picture Davis playing soccer when I hear this song.
I know, right? But, I mean, just looking at the soundtrack list right here that I was listening to the other night to prepare for this, like, everything, like, I mean, they're kind of cheesy songs in a way.
I love it, though.
They're really entertaining to me, and I love it when a show has their own lyrical background tunes, particularly when it's an anime or something like this, because it's something Japan does all the time. Like, all of their Digimon seasons, all of, like, Kamen Rider shows and Sentai and everything like that, they all do their like, insert songs and everything. And it always sounds really fantastic, and it gives you a reason to have a soundtrack and everything. And, it makes me really happy when America does it, too, because I like soundtrack music.
Yeah.
And so when a show gives me some sort of music to add to my little library of shit from not actual artists, it just makes me overjoyed.
What are you listening to? Opening theme, Power Rangers Time Force. What up?
Like, my iTunes is like Power Rangers, Pokemon, Digimon, Kamen Rider, Sentai, some Japanese artists, various soundtracks from movies and soundtracks from video games. So I'm not a music person when it comes to like actual music. But start throwing like anime soundtracks and shit. I mean, I'm a music nerd in a sense to where I listen to nerdy music and not actual music.
I know what you mean.
I like how we just listened to the entirety of Runaround while we were talking about Digimon music.
I was headbanging the whole time you were talking. No, I'm kidding. My headphone would have totally fallen
off. If for some reason that gets leveled, guess what's going in there? Runaround.
Runaround, nothing, so we appear insane again. Like when I tell Kevin's dog to shut up and everyone's like, there's no dog. Dawson's lost it. But yeah, I love that they do that. And it gave a lot of personality to this season. And I don't know how or if or any way we're going to talk about the movies, but the Digirap was only in the movie, and that thing is badass. That's the real gangstas.
Wearing a Digivice on hand. It's a Digidynamic Force in Digiland.
Ready? You ready? Let's go. I totally am going to start like dressing like a gang member with like a backwards hat and like sunglasses on and like a bunch of bling, roll my windows down and just roll up at stoplights. Did you see? Did you hear? Digivice? Yes! Digimon. Sorry. It's really funny. Like, it's a hardcore Digimon rap. Digimon roll. Digimon rock. Fuck yeah, they do. Bro.
Bro fist.
Ow.
It's by MC Peapod.
MC Peapod?
That's hardcore, man. Hardcore.
Some hardcore shit.
Right. So, I mean, overall, it's kind of like I always said in the beginning. Like, I love this season for what it is as an extension of the first season and just kind of its own block of Digi history. But it's not the first season. And as much as I don't want to really compare the two because they are completely different seasons, like, just coming off of what season one was and just how season two was trying to be a continuation while being its own thing with the different concepts and stuff. Like I said in the beginning, it just was taking so much into so little, and I think it just tried to overwork itself.
Not to mention they wrote it, like, on the fly.
Yeah, like, oh, here's the script. They apparently fapped the script, according to that sound
effect.
Yeah,
they were like, gold power, and then they fapped. So I just wanted to say gold power.
But, like, I mean, I like the characters for the most part, at least some of them. I like all of the Digimon that they used. I like the DNA concept. I like the armor digivolutions. Just the story was lacking.
Yeah. It's more like there was too much story.
Yeah, like, the story would have been more concrete if they wouldn't have did all this crap.
Yeah.
But if they would have just stuck to, like, Ken for a little bit and then do the whole thing with Arukenimon and stuff and kind of blended into the spores and then ended it and just, like, remove the Daemon corpse, remove the international thing.
I would have almost been fine with it just ending after the Digimon Emperor was defeated.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, I mean, that was a good
ending.
That felt
more like a true extension of the first series, and then after that, it kind of got weird for me.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been... It's just that would have been too short to sell toys and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, if it was... Ideally, I'd probably have it end there, because it still had that same overall tone of the first series for me. I mean, it's slightly different, but if it made more sense, and then after that was when it got really weird.
Right.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give my thoughts first, and then I'm going to do a few sporadic thoughts throughout the boards. I'll mention something about that at the end, too. I'm just going to add something about that. Anyway, so basically what Brian said is that I really like the characters. Not all of them. Like I'm repeating what Brian said. Someone stop me. I like the character designs, except for Yoli's hat and Ken's, TK's. And I love the Digimon and the concepts, just like Brian said. I think one of my major problems was, before I really thought about it, of how much I sort of liked it before, is that I held a lot of nostalgia for it. Mainly because, like, I've watched Digimon since the beginning, but, like, when I watched the first season, it was really just me by myself watching it and being a fan. But season two was when all my friends started liking it and, like I said, playing with the Digivices and the toys. And, like, I bought more stuff. And I don't know, it always comes back to buying stuff, doesn't it? Like, it was just more of a nostalgic time, because that's when it kind of hit that it was more of a big thing. So I just could... the ideas that it could have been a lot better. I really wish they would have either ended it at the Emperor arc or just made it more fluid, because I don't know. To mention just a few things here, a lot of people are saying the same thing. There's a surprising amount of people that actually like it. This is a Tamers person. Single Boy likes it. Who is it? Kid Flash Bien. It's like BM but misspelled. Not getting likes it. Nico Zoo's like, why? Or something. Kiefer's pretty much us all the time. So he basically... He's not like one of those outright people that like think it's the demon spawn and he agrees it has problems. But something I wanted to mention here that Chris said, and also the fake old fan mentioned, is how they never had to go through what the original kids did with being stranded. And I definitely see that point, but I'm like... Like Brian said, with the Digivolutions separating the concept from the original series, I like the idea of them going back and forth.
Yeah.
Because it was different, and it kind of gave this whole superhero-y vibe, like going incognito, sort of. But instead of going incognito, you just transport somewhere else.
Right.
And it kind of added the whole element of secrecy, which can just be kind of fun sometimes. But like, I totally get that, and I just kind of all. But I also disagree in the fact that I liked that it was a different style. And it wouldn't make sense for them to be trapped, and it would just kind of be rehashing. And and the fake old fan said something about how that also is, why are the kids helping? Like, they have really no motivation, but like, I would do it. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like, not only would you feel bad for the Digimon, like, if you had Vimon as your partner, instant, yep, I'm Digidestined for life, represent Team Cross Art. I'm taking Vimon and I'm going to Cross Heart.
Except if it was Demi Vimon, I wouldn't digivolve him.
Like, no, don't digivolve. We're leaving.
B button, B button.
Oh, there's a question I want to ask at the end, too. I guess I could just Twitter this later. Never mind. But yeah, then you, like I said, there's people that like it. And then Chris pretty much has constructive criticism. Then we have Aerosol. No, I'm kidding. He had constructive criticism, too. Aerosol is very constructive. There's someone to mention specifically from his. He's the one who gave us the idea about Team Rocket and talking about Daemon's corpse showing up to die.
Well, that's what they did. They should, yeah. They're like, I'm here to dark spores and blah, 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 and they were gone.
Yeah, Aerosol, like, he says it in here, it's pretty much, he doesn't like the series, it's kind of a downer for him. The second half's definitely a downer for me. I get really depressed. But yeah, like, it's always the same thoughts as we have, that's why it's difficult. Just to mention really quick here at the end, we're trying our best. We definitely appreciate the post and keep posting, but we're going to include it in this way. Like, it just takes too long to read it, but we want to incorporate it and include your ideas, and we try to mention you as often as possible. I just kind of feel bad about that, because I know sometimes I use ideas that I heard, but I don't remember who said it.
Yeah.
But just know all of your posts are read, and most of them will be used in some way.
Yep.
But yeah, that's about it. Like, 02, if I stack it up in terms of story, I almost want to say, like, if I think about it technically, it's probably my least favorite. Like, if you think about it in terms of, like, the way it was structured and everything.
Yeah.
And messiness. But I still hold, like, a lot of nostalgic feelings for it, and I like quite a bit about it. That makes it basically V-mon, okay? Me, Brian, and Demi V-mon are just going to run off holding hands into the sunset, pretty much. But it's kind of a hard season to say something about. Because there's stuff I like so much about it, but then it's so bad in some areas, too.
Yeah.
It's really hard to...
Poor thing.
Pull something.
Yep.
That's about all. Next week, it's Tamers.
Not all the week after next. Next
that's
time.
That's what I meant. I'm actually transporting to the future to talk about it. So, boom.
Oh, man.
I'm getting into the TARDIS right now.
Oh, man.
Insert TARDIS sound effects here.
Final thingies.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
I don't really think there's really too much to say for final things besides, like, expect some really cool podcast-related things pretty soon.
And get your comments in for Tamers for 2 weeks now.
So we can all talk about dats and stuff.
We are cool guys. We want to put that out there for everyone. We are cool.
We are. We are indeed cool, I think.
We are. We are.
We are. We are. R-R-R.
We are as cool.
We sound like a chomping shark.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
This is the sickly episode. This episode brought to you by NyQuil.
Go. NyQuil? Okay. NyQuil's a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out. Have a nice day.
Oh, God. Is he thinking of murder? Someone snuck up behind him as we speak, choking him.
I hate being murdered. It's no fun.
Oh my god!
I'm dead sexy!
Hold on.
Ready to take a sip of that root beer float he's got from the malt shop.
So, damn it! Ironically enough, it's popcorn.
Right, sounds like a spear smoker.
What?
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
I don't know if that's from, so it's not funny.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, it's not funny because I've never seen it, so it's automatically not funny.
Well, you have a problem, sir.
Ryan. Poor Ryan.
Damn it.
Okay, my niggas, we're almost at you.
Okay, I'm gonna try really hard just to get through this. So,
and then I went to the sorry. That was rude, I'm sorry.
So that was kind of a bummer, but I'll play through it again after I finish Layton. I got an item.
Yes.
Woo! I got
That's
a Pokeball.
What happens if you put your penis for Turbo Sal. It makes that noise.
Okay. Congratulations. You are fully dilated to 10 centimeters. You may now give birth.
Sweet.
Baby Shuki's on the way.
So,
The Shuklets.
So,
I'm sorry, Mr. Mackey. Okay?
That's okay. Just don't let it happen again.
Again, Mr. Mackey, okay?
Edit here, delete all this.
I didn't know that'd be that long.
Why did that laughing sound like the one from Majora's Mask?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
The door's not a soundboard. It's just text noises. And, hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Fuck you, Gail!
That's how I feel about Navi.
So they're old friends, and...
And they used to explode all over each other in excitement. He was like, oh my god, you're such a MILF. And he's like, oh my god, you're Kirihiko Bot. And they just couldn't handle each other.
Then they get picked up by a twister.
That's what it sounded like.
They get taken to the land of Oz.
Just yeah. Follow the Elvis Road. Fuck that. Google Maps says it's 2 blocks this way.
And those 2 blocks take them to a warehouse.
He just keeps going.
And,
okay.
Like, she was so intimidated by his face.
I know, he's like, let me put on my Like a Boss face. See, Kevin was put on his Like a Boss face, and Kevin was like, oh, snaps. And then he exploded. Oh, he's choked. Quick, mom, dad, Kevin's mom, dad, come get him. He's being choked. Okay, I don't care anymore. Wait a minute, that means no more soundboards. All right, finish the job. To think we want to become a company.
You left?
Really?
That's what I heard.
I heard nothing. Okay.
Oh yeah. So is it time for?
That's your job, isn't that? You say that, I say cha, remember? Did you forget?
I was just trying something new. I'll do it.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was like Carly. I'm like, I'm Carly. I am not Carly. You threw me for a loop.
All right. So now it's time for Seek in the middle of the goddamn city, but he gets what
and
he deserves.
Hydrax. Son of a bitch! So sick! There's like a fire that's crackling. There we go.
What's going on?
You're annoying. Well, at least your microphone is.
We continue. I want to find out what happens this week.
I was making sure that Carmen was not going.
The scary part is I understood what you just said. That's my review.
Shut up.
So funny. Sorry.